Nearly 350 homes burned to the ground and vehicles that are nothing more than charred metal are sitting in driveways. The wildfire is about 45% contained. Nearly 2.7 million mid-Atlantic residents will be tossing the food in the refrigerator that is spoiled as the power is still out following Friday night's severe weather.
Frustrated, highly frustrated. Most of my neighbors have packed up and left somewhere.
And more storms are headed for Virginia, West Virginia, and southeastern Kentucky. The Pentagon is defending a pay discrepancy among troops. National Guard and Reserves are paid more for a day of training at home than their colleagues get for a day in a war zone. This is NBC News Radio. A federal judge has blocked enforcement of a Mississippi law that could shut down the only abortion clinic in that state.
The measure is only a temporary restraining order. It was issued Sunday, just hours before the new law was to take effect. The law would require those who perform abortions to be OBGYNs with privileges to admit patients into hospitals. A suit filed by a Jackson, Mississippi abortion clinic says the law makes requirements that aren't medically necessary and alleges the real purpose of the law is to put them out of business. Another hearing is set for July 11th. Tom Graham, NBC News Radio.
There's been no word of casualties or damage following a 5.4 magnitude quake in eastern Iran. State TV says people poured into the streets early today as the ground shook some 600 miles east of the capital, Tehran. And Tiger Woods has passed Jack Nicklaus on the list of PGA Tour winners as he picked up his 74th victory on Sunday in Maryland. I'm Veronica De La Cruz, NBC News Radio.
Doctor, teacher, judge. These are just a few of the people who've lost a child to heat stroke after leaving them in an empty car. 33 children died last year alone. It can happen to anyone. Even you could forget a sleeping or quiet baby. If you have small children, get in a habit of checking the back seat every time you exit your vehicle. It could mean the difference between life and death. Where's baby? Look before you lock. To learn more, visit safercar.gov/heatstroke.
It's summer. Time to breathe the open air and hit the open road on a three-wheeled Can-Am Spyder Roadster. For a limited time, you can own a Can-Am Roadster for as little as $199 a month. And if you buy before July 10, you'll get a special four-year extended warranty. So hurry, certain conditions apply. See your local Can-Am dealer for details or visit canam.brp.com. It's riding reinvented.
Referring to the investment industry as Wall Street is becoming more figurative than literal as the biggest investment houses in Manhattan move jobs off the island and completely out of town. New York Times reports the rate at which investment jobs traditionally tied to Wall Street are moving to places such as North Carolina and Florida is accelerating. The move saved the companies on labor costs and taxes and often gave employees more bang for their cost of living buck. IPO-related complaints, lost money, and embarrassment all will be put behind Facebook. The Wall Street Journal reports the social network has committed to remaining a NASDAQ-listed stock. This week will be split in the middle, with the market closed Wednesday for July 4th. Ahead of that, we get reports on manufacturing and construction, as well as auto sales. Later in the week, several readings of jobs, including the big June employment report Friday morning. Asian stock markets held near flat today. Europe's markets higher. S&P futures up a point. NASDAQ futures right about break even. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-641-0518, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-641-0518. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-641-0518. That's 1-800-641-0518.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Right now, with the Home Depot's Red, White, and Blue Savings, get two 13.9-pound bags of Kings for Charcoal for just $6.88. Spend your 4th of July with tongs in hand and grill ablaze. And even if you like your steaks medium rare, you'll know your holiday was well done because of that special buy on two bags of Kings for Charcoal, just $6.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, you...
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
As you grab your time card and get ready to punch in, and as you dedicate another day to honoring your contract and your commitment to quality,
maybe it's time to reinforce to your boss and your elected representatives that they owe you for continuing to make their lives easier.
And that it is the work that you do that rewards them for the work that they do.
That it is because of you that progress is made.
That your sacrifices and your willingness to change help them grow.
And now it's time to honor what you have done.
And what you have done cannot be ignored any longer.
You will now raise your voice.
Your voice is now. First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the July 2nd, 2012 edition of First Shift. July. It is July. Sweet Jesus. Was it hot enough for you this weekend? I've got to tell you that I spent a considerable amount of time out of doors where I chose to do a great deal of work. I did take in the sun at dangerous levels, but willingly did it. So at least I'm honest about that. And was happy to spend some time in the pool. Oddly enough, I saw little or none of my family out there. So maybe it's me. Maybe they just don't want to be around me. And I'm okay with that, actually. I enjoyed the time. Truly did. So with or without them, I was there. We've got a big show today. A big show. State Representative Harvey Santana will be with us in the next hour. And he's bringing with him Michigan House candidate David Kinesic, who is running against a snot-nosed 21-year-old by the name of Cody Bailey, who this weekend is touting an endorsement by the Associated Builders and Contractors of Michigan, which is a trade association. They are not a union. In fact, they are anti-union. They are pro-right to work, and he is bragging about this endorsement. You wonder why the Small Business Association PAC is in bed with Cody Bailey. It's because they know that he would make Michigan a right-to-work state. Cody, you can't take endorsements that smart people get and wave them around as if there's some kind of feather in your cap. Some, they make you look like an ass. They truly do. Oh, and by the way, I'll read you an article, part of an article from Mears on Friday that goes after Joe DeSano and myself for talking about the truth on Friday's show. Anyway, Representative Santana will be with us. We'll look forward to that. Again, he will have with him House candidate David Kinesic. Looking forward to that. Todd Cook, the executive director of We Are the People, will be joining us to talk about voter suppression laws and what you can do to ask the governor to help us out. But I'll get to it in just a minute. Mark Brewer joins us at 8 o'clock with a menu of things to talk about in what may be one of the most significant, if not the most significant interview we've ever done with Chris Savage from Eclectablog. Jeff Timmer, who resigned from the State Board of Canvassers last week, was replaced by somebody he was, as Chris writes, he was deplorable enough, but the governor, if there's any part of you that thought the governor was moderate, this'll solve it. The person that he replaced Jeff Timmer with is a right-wing, hardcore right-wing, anti-union, anti-Michigan, conservative Republican. I mean, this one will blow your mind. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. Folks, we have a very, very big show today. Not to mention some audio and a bunch of other things that we have to get to, and we have to get to them, and we will do our very best to do that. With all that said, let's get this bad boy started.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Our first word today, package. Package. You know, you get a package in the mail. Oh, don't take that somewhere. Get your mind out of the gutter. No, not that. No, not that. You know, you get a package in the mail. You package something up to send it off. There's a package of bills that seem to be anti-union. Package, of course, is one of those words that can be used in many different ways. So we've got to be, you know, mindful. And we talk about a package of legislation or whatever it might be, to be mindful that when we're, you know, especially in the legislative area, when we're packaging something, it's more than one. And it's normally, you know, especially in this environment, not good for those of us that get up and work for a living every day. That's right. There are people that actually get up and work hard every single day. Most of them happen to be Democrats, and the ones that consider themselves Republicans are pining for the day where they will be wealthy. That's what we've determined. That people that vote against their own interests think that one day they will be the wealthy. That's why they vote the way they do. Pshaw. Pshaw, I say. Pshaw. Package. Package. Is today's first word. That's it. Package. All right. I can't. The segue's not coming to me. Normally, it lays itself out before me. I don't even have to think about it. So I'm just going to forget about it and say good morning to Jeff Radford. Good morning, Jeff.
Well, good morning. And how was? Sounds like your weekend was all right there, laying by the pool.
Yeah. You know, I just decided to bring the work outside, which I spend so much time, as you know, in my office that I get sick of being in there. And I had a lot of work to do this weekend. I've got a lot going on. And so I thought, I've got wireless internet. I can bring all this stuff outside and work from the backyard. So I did. I got a lot done. I mean, I got a lot. I worked all weekend. I truly did. Probably put in 6 hours of work yesterday, but I just didn't do it sitting at my desk. So ultimately, that's a good thing. And of course, everybody that emailed me yesterday, who I emailed back right away, said to me, "What the hell are you doing working today? I didn't expect an answer." Well, then don't send an email if you don't expect an answer. But, yeah, it was all right. How was your weekend?
It was all right. Got into some stuff that, no, I'm not even going to get in there. It was a good weekend.
Whoa, wait. No. It's not that simple. You can't start a sentence that way and then walk away from it, Jeff.
Well, I mean, you know my troubles with back pain from last year.
Oh, boy, what'd you do?
Well, it snuck up on me last week while the show was going on. I was dealing with it and still am to a certain extent.
Chiropractor.
No, can't touch. They won't touch me. It's a, you know, slip disc or whatever. Anyway. So I decided to self-medicate, a little too far on Friday.
Okay, so you had leftover pain medication.
No, not pain medication. Just drinking.
Alcohol. So you decided to self-medicate with beer?
No. Beer would have been too much. I mean, that's... I wasn't into, you know, trying to feel sick the next day.
All right. So what were you? Cough syrup? Come on, I'm confused now.
No, yeah, it was liquor. I mean, not cough syrup. I mean,
so it was hardcore liquor is easier on your system than beer?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes you different than most people. Most people, it's the other way around.
Well, I did feel not too good the next morning, but
I understand.
It was because it's dangerous. You know, like a glass of beer is one thing, a glass of liquor is a completely other thing.
Now, interesting.
I'm not a drinker. That's the problem.
I know. I'm aware of that. I'm a
cheap date. Like, I'm a cheap drunk. It doesn't take much at all.
Oh, it doesn't take much, especially since I had surgery. Two drinks and I'm good to go. I'm saying yes to most anything.
So two drinks and you could have thought you spent most of the weekend by the pool.
I actually did.
Okay, just making sure.
I've I've become obsessed with my weekend Bloody Marys. I just don't know how to stop it.
Oh, see, I don't, for some reason, Bloody Marys smell good. They look good. I like the idea of them. I just don't, they don't taste good.
Well, then let me ask, what is your drink of choice?
Well, scotch.
Okay.
As weird as that is.
No, that's not weird. I enjoy a good glass of scotch as well.
It is weird because I ordered it. And I mean, this is a story not too long ago. I ordered it for me and a friend because, you know, he doesn't like it at all. But I was like, hey, what the heck? You know, try it. And we're sitting there waiting. Like, where are these drinks at? And this waitress keeps circling the bar. And finally, I'm like, hey, are those our drinks? And she goes, oh,
she's
I was looking
for older guys, wasn't she?
Yeah. She goes, I was looking for much older guys than you two.
Yeah, that. So here's the interesting thing. The first thing I think of when you start that story is you said to your friend, you ordered scotch for both of you. And your friend doesn't drink scotch, so I'm thinking, okay, you're clever. You get him to order one, so now you get two drinks.
Drink
out
and
of
a half, right? No, yeah. I mean, I paid for him, but I could tell by the look on his face after the first sip that it was like, that's not going to go.
It's for those that have never had scotch, even a good scotch, it's an acquired taste. And I mean, I enjoy a good scotch. I enjoy a bad scotch. I don't drink it much anymore because it's one of those things where, and I don't know if you agree with me on this, but, you know, you can have a couple of them, maybe more than a couple, Jeff, before you realize you've had more than a couple.
Oh, yeah.
They go down really, really easy.
Well, and the bad part is the second one goes down easier than the first, and of course the third goes down easier than the second, and so on.
Yeah, no question. I do want to, before we go any further, want to say good morning to our friend Tom from UAW, Local 174. He recently had surgery again. You'll recall, Jeff, he had surgery a little while back. And he had to go back in because he wasn't healing quite properly and had to have surgery again. So he is back in the hospital. But he's doing well. He's recovering, and he should be home soon. And I just wanted to say, and he sent me an email this morning. So I just wanted to say good morning to Tom and let him know that he is in our thoughts. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back, talk a little Tigers, because we have to do that. They had a great weekend. Tampa Bay was good for what ailed the Detroit Tigers, I assure you. And, you know, the All-Star announcements were made this weekend, and how did the Tigers do? And not to mention the fact that it's now July. So I can start getting really excited about the Detroit Lions. Oh, my God, what's going on here? Not to mention all the political stuff. Sweet God, this is good. Good stuff. We'll take the break.
First Chip with Tony Trivia.
Hot dog. Yep, that's me. No shame in my game. You can almost get that here and now.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Taking a look at your traffic, we are trouble-free so far. We do have some construction that'll have your right lane closed on 15 Mile eastbound between Dodge Park Road and Shaner. And you also got some single lane closures to watch out for on 17 Mile Road in both directions between Mound and Van Dyke. And coming up at 9 a.m., 94 westbound at Vining Road, road construction will have your left lane closed until 3 p.m. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 92 degrees. Tonight, 72 with a chance of isolated thunderstorms. Tomorrow, 94 with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. And it's currently 68 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring, drink recipes, customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020 Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
Unions work.
One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Joining me now is Ed Montgomery. Ed was appointed by this White House as Director for Recovery for Auto Communities and Workers.
Take Michigan, for example. Since July of 2009, manufacturing has added about 161,000 jobs. Of that 161,000, half of those jobs have come in the manufacturing sector. So, you know, half of our progress in Michigan has been through the rebirth of manufacturing. I think you can't underestimate the importance of automobiles, which stimulates not only bringing back people in the auto factory, but all up and down the supply chain, the people who make the glass, the people who make the steel, in terms of revitalizing manufacturing altogether. And that's really comes from the president's policies and leadership.
On 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310
WDTW.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after the hour. That break went by fast. That first break usually is for me the one that takes forever, and that just flew by, so that's probably a sign. Let's quickly get to it, Jeff. Playing Tampa Bay, a little retro going on. It was kind of funny because the Tampa Bay Rays had retro jerseys on or uniforms on from a time that they didn't exist, which was just really funny, by the way. But the Tigers had a good weekend against Tampa Bay.
Yeah, 3 out of 4. And again, what month is it? It's July, so here's Rick Porcello, 2 starts in a row right around July that he's looked very good. So
I'll take it.
You'll take it, but are you going to take it to keep it or take it to trade it?
Well, you know, it's time we take a look at it. So yeah, I'm not opposed to trading him. I'm not.
I guess, you know, it really depends on what you get. I don't think anyone's untouchable. Even Verlander, if like the right trade came along.
Whew, that would really have to be the right package of, speaking of first word, right package of players, because you'd be talking about a lot of people for that.
I'm just saying, yeah, I'm saying nobody's untouchable. If someone came to you and offered, you know, say, Matt Kemp and Kershaw, you know, I would think about that one, you know what I'm saying? But again, no, you know, no chance of that happening.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. Anyway, the good weekend, and then, of course, the All-Star rosters were announced, and the Tigers have decent representation this year.
Yeah, well, they're how many games under 500? I think they're only one now, but they're not performing that well. So to say that they need to have 4 guys on the team is a little bit much. But at the same time, man, Austin Jackson's kind of getting screwed in this, don't you think?
I do. I mean, I do, but you know, I'm pretty happy that
he's not even going to be part of the 5 to, you know how they always have the 5 extras that the fans vote on to get in. That's how how Brandon Inge made it the 1 year.
Yes, I do recall that.
He's not even part of that, which is unreal. An ESPN writer wrote how it was Josh Hamilton and then Austin Jackson as the you know, early MVP looking guys for the American League, and yet now he's not even an All-Star.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. It really is. But the people we do have representing us are teammates to be proud of. So I don't feel like the people that are there are none of them shouldn't be there.
Yeah, exactly. I think Cabrera should have. I can't believe he didn't get voted above Beltre. But then again, Beltre and him are the best third baseman. Period. I mean, there's no other third baseman I can think of. Longoria's been hurt. And maybe Trumbo from the Angels. But other than that, those two definitely had to be on there. So, and Prince got voted in. And if Verlander's not on an all-star team, that's not an all-star team, you know? He's basically the definition of an all-star, so.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So I'm just pleased that we have great representation and that we had a decent weekend. And how many games behind are we now, first place?
Three is what Anthony's telling me. That it must mean that the White Sox lost last night.
So you stop and think about that. You're a game under 500, yet you're only three games out of first place, which says something about the division you play in, but we'll save that conversation.
And also, I mean, the talk of the you know, both TV and radio yesterday is, and again, maybe it's super optimistic, but with Porcello now pitching a little better, And Fister's not looking great, but I think it's due to the injury that he gets better with that over time. Scherzer has always had high strikeout numbers, and I think that bodes well for a second half season. I'm thinking the pitching staff comes around, and all you really do need is like Austin to stay healthy, Quinton, Barry to kind of keep doing what he's doing, and the guys knocking them in.
Yeah, if we get some consistency and dun-dun-dun, Victor Martinez actually comes back earlier.
No.
Not
going to happen. Give it up. Anybody who brings up Victor Martinez's name, I'm just shooting down. Like, it's next year, sure. Not this year.
All right, we'll see. You know that if he says he can play and he gets doctor's clearance, they're putting him in. You know that.
I assume that, but I mean, that he even just recently said September, maybe. And I've said it the whole time. Two bum knees. He missed out on the second surgery, but he did have the first surgery. And then to get doctor's clearance and then to get into the game. And suddenly he's just going to be hitting 320 and hitting doubles all the time.
No, I'm not saying that. We'll see. We'll see. And as I said as well before the break, July means we are weeks away from the beginning of training camp for football. I know you don't like that because it marks the beginning of fall. I don't care. I love it. I love the time of year. Just love it, love it, love it. I'm excited. So there.
Gotcha.
All right.
That's all I have to say about the Lions for right now.
All right. I do want to once again point out that our interview with Chris Savage at 8:35 today is going to be breaking news. What he has to report today, he's the only one reporting this. It's all done. I mean, it's all solid research, Jeff. Just mind blowing, absolutely mind blowing. But we'll wait for Chris for me to get into it. And then I wanted to briefly mention before we have to get to the bottom of the hour break that, as you know, Joe DeSano and I talked about a 21-year-old state candidate by the name of Cody Bailey on Friday. And we had not very nice things to say about him. All of it based on facts. I mean, we didn't make anything up, as you know. And you read the article that Mears did. And although Cody Bailey took great exception to what Joe and I had to say, he didn't really refute anything we had to say, right? I mean, that's a fair way of saying it, isn't it?
Yeah, all he said was, "Well, I was, and I was back." That's back when I was young and immature.
Yeah, 17.
And he's 21 now.
Yeah, yeah, the all mature 21.
In 4 years, he completely flipped and saw the light.
Yes. Well, you know, he was pro Romney, was pro Sarah Palin, was pro John McCain, is continuing to be pro anti-union. In fact, Cody Bailey is an anti-union Democrat, and I don't know how that works. And so we're going to have David Kinesic here in the next hour with State Representative Harvey Santana, and I'm certainly not going to waste David's time asking him about Cody Bailey because I want to know about David Kinesic. I would never, you know, do that to somebody because he's not here to answer for Mr. Bailey. But I will throw out to Mr. Bailey and his campaign manager if they would like to come on this program. Because I have a feeling that they travel as a pair. Feel free to contact the show, and we will do our very best to give you not necessarily equal time, but some time on the program. We'd be happy to do that because he's got some splaining to do. I'm a Democrat, Jeff. I'm a pretty liberal Democrat, as you know. That's of course no surprise to you or anybody else that listens to the show. Cody Bailey is not my kind of Democrat. In fact, in the article, Jeff, he He says that why would we block moderate Democrats from running for office? I'm not into moderate Democrats, by the way. That's not my thing. So if somebody's a moderate Democrat, chances are you're not going to get onto this program.
Well, moderate Democrats, one thing, but like DeSanto pointed out on Friday, it seems like a pretty radically right-leaning Democrat at times.
Yeah, I can't even call him a Democrat with any sense of seriousness. Anyway, we're going to take a break here when we come back. Republicans are having a really difficult time bashing the Affordable Care Act. They don't like it. We know that. They want to replace it. We know that. They want to repeal it. We know that. What we don't know, and what they seemingly don't know, is how and with what. You don't believe me? Well, you're going to listen to some quote-unquote national lawmakers that actually should be able to answer this stuff. Let's take a break, and we'll come back and work all this out. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
Continuous Traffic Watch.
Taking a look at your traffic, we are still accident-free, but we do have an object on the roadway on 696 eastbound just after Hoover Road, so use some caution in that area. And your right two lanes are going to be closed for road construction on M59 eastbound between M53 and Shayna Road. That's scheduled until 5 a.m. tomorrow. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 92 degrees. Tonight, 72 with a chance of isolated thunderstorms. Tomorrow, 94 with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. And it's currently 68 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Let's welcome Will in Milford.
I think this is a perfect example of what politics have put us in this country. Here we are, citizens, working every day, and there's these splinter issues that get us to arguing amongst each other when those above us who don't feel our pain are more or less in control of all the switches. Because we see teachers and they're in our community, and it's easy for us to make these opinions. While these other individuals, the rich, have already seceded from the nation, they live in gated communities, they go to private schools. They've already moved away from us.
First Shift with Tony Triano
on 1310 WDTW.
Two wrongs don't make a right, as my old Texas mama used to say. But apparently, five of the justices on our Supreme Court didn't have mamas with such ethical sensibilities. Or perhaps they're just ignoring their mama's wisdom now in order to impose their extremist political agenda on you and me. That agenda became astonishingly clear in 2010 when the black-robed cabal of Alito, Kennedy, Roberts, Scalia, and Thomas hung their infamous Citizens United edict around America's neck. It allowed unlimited sums of corporate cash to spew into our elections, effectively legalizing the wholesale purchase of America's elected officials. In his decision, Supreme Joker Anthony Kennedy drew from his deep well of political ignorance and judicial arrogance to declare that these gushers of special interest money, quote, do not give rise to corruption or the appearance of corruption. Is he on the court or in a comedy club? Not only were Kennedy and his fellow corporatists wrong on the substance of their decree, but also ridiculously wrong on the politics. You don't need a law degree to see that CEOs are presently flooding the presidential and congressional races with hundreds of millions of corporate campaign dollars, gleefully corrupting the political process to buy government policy for their own gain. And now, the same five judicial extremists have added a third egregious wrong to their agenda of turning the people's rights over to soulless corporations. On June 25th, they struck down a century-old Montana law enacted directly by the people through a 1912 initiative vote that banned corporate money from corrupting that state's elections. This is Jim Hightower saying, these five are not merely judicial activists. They're dangerous political hacks fronting for corporate power to pull off a plutocratic coup on America.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.
Together we stand, divided we fall. Got something to get off your chest? Give us a call. 1-888-552-3595.
This is First Shift with Tony Triano.
All right, let's see. Let's spin the wheel of fortune and see what it brings us. So, yes. Oh, my. Maybe we'll do some local stuff and then we'll move on to the national stuff. WDIV Channel 4 is sharing with us the latest battle between one David Bing, who is the mayor of Detroit, and one Crystal Crittenton, who is the corporate counsel for the city. Now, those of you that are paying attention over the weekend know that the mayor actually called a very rare weekend session of the city council, but it had nothing to do with this. Anyway, this is what Channel 4 is reporting on the battle between the two.
With the city of Detroit facing a financial crisis, the battle between Mayor Dave Bing and Corporation Counsel Crystal Crittenton rages on. And once again, it's putting millions of dollars for the city in jeopardy. Let's check in with Local 4 Business Editor Rod Maloney for the latest. Rod, where does the city stand today?
Well, we're right on the edge of what Mayor Dave Bing and many in the city were hoping would not happen, but obviously Crystal Crittenton wants to see. The city of Detroit right now, as we stand here, is going without $28 million. The Corporation Council hasn't signed off on the bonds that needs to prevent this, and so the other shoe may just be dropping on the city. Corporation Counsel Crystal Crittenton yesterday phoned Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette and asked him to join her in her appeal of Judge Collette's rebuke of her suit 2 weeks ago. Not a chance, she was told. Still, Crittenton is not signing off on paperwork that would help Detroit avoid financial disaster. Today, the treasurer, Andy Dillon's office, put out this statement, quote, without the Corporation Counsel's opinion in the bond deal and some assurance that the city will not offer a legal challenge to the financial stability agreement going forward, it will be very difficult to do the takeout financing. Until that takeout financing is done, the agreement related to the initial bond issue, which came in early April, requires that the trustee, to whom revenue sharing payments are made, use the city's revenue sharing to begin paying off the original bonds. To be clear, the state is not threatening to withhold or withholding the revenue sharing payment. The payment goes to the trustee, which has a legal obligation to ensure that the city's bond obligations are paid before any revenue sharing is sent to the city, end quote. The mayor's office responded today, this is exactly the negative financial outcome and potential harm to the city that we've been working to avoid, and why I went before the city council attempting to get their support to remove the Corporation Council. My focus continues to be financially stabilizing the city and moving forward, end quote. So 5 o'clock was supposedly the deadline, but I just got off the phone with the treasurer's office, and they tell me they are still trying to work out some kind of extension of the bond payment with Bank of America. If they can get a 30-day extension, this problem goes away. If they can't, then the city's without the money and could default. So it's a real problem. Reporting live, Rod Maloney, Local 4.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that score. And our own Debbie Stabenow, junior senator from the state of Michigan, and Farmers Market in Detroit had a great announcement about getting some federal money. And for those of you that are not paying attention, farmer markets are growing at an exponential rate. I mean, just absolutely local, sustainable has become all the rage. This is what Fox 2 reports.
The warm weather draws big crowds to Detroit's Eastern Market. As many as 40,000 people shop there every Saturday. Now plans are in the works to improve access to the market thanks to a $10 million grant.
We do make things and grow things in Michigan. You don't have a middle class, you don't have an economy unless you make things and grow things.
And Senator Debbie Stabenow says a U.S. Department of Transportation grant will help grow Eastern Market. She made the announcement Saturday on the market's busiest public day. As people were buying the flowers, plants, and fresh produce Eastern Market is famous for. The Detroit Jewel was founded in 1891. It's the largest historic public market in the U.S., with more than 250 independent merchants.
You get much more value here. The freshness is a lot better. And it's people to people here.
Thank you. The $10 million grant will go toward the construction of the DeQuinder Cut and the rehabilitation of three bridges across the Greenway. It will also help complete streetscape work on the market. Eastern Market is open to the public on Tuesdays from July 10th through October 30th. And, of course, every Saturday. Mark Koltz's family has participated for four generations.
If you have the 2 days a week that they can come to here, that's great. And you're improving all the streets and walkways that they can get from downtown to there. That's a great thing.
So people can walk, so they can ride their bikes, so they have safer access. And it's a sign of the importance of Eastern Market as an economic hub for Detroit.
Stabenow also announced today the discount food program Double Up Food Bucks that allows Bridge Card users to buy healthy foods at Eastern Market could soon be used across the country.
A great program, by the way. I got to tell you, if you've never been to the Eastern Market, either on Tuesday or Saturday or any day of the week, I don't care when it is, you're missing out. Of course, Tuesdays and Saturdays is when all the vendors are there. My wife and I went for the big weekend, the flowers show, a couple weeks back. And as I talked about then, had a great time. But I just want to just share with you that it's an awesome experience. If you've not been, you need to go. And with this $10 million grant, it's only going to get better. Fair enough? Absolutely. All right. We move on. Oh, my. What an interesting weekend. I don't know how much of this we're going to be able to get through, but let's just start at the beginning. Representative Paul Ryan and had some thoughts on Chief Justice Roberts. And before we play the audio, how many of you are paying attention to how shocked, nay, stunned the right is because of John Roberts basically handing the liberals a vote that they desperately needed. Interestingly enough, I spent a lot of time this weekend reading John Roberts, which was quite long, by the way, John Roberts, in defense of John Roberts. And I've got to tell you, his reasoning is actually quite conservative if you stop and read it. And I'm going to recommend that you do that. It'll take some time. It'll take some hours. It was not a short written defense. Anyway, this is what Representative Paul Ryan had to say about Chief Justice Roberts.
Let's turn now to Congressman Paul Ryan, the chair of the House Budget Committee. Congressman Ryan, thanks for coming in this morning as well. You just heard Jack Lew on Chief Justice Roberts in a good week. He said for the American people, many of your Republican colleagues in the House and conservative allies have been far more critical of the justice. National Review calls it Chief Justice Roberts' folly, says that Chief Justice Roberts cannot justly take pride in this legacy. Jack Kingston, your colleague in the House, I feel like I just lost two great friends, America and Justice Roberts. And then we saw Glenn Beck, he's trying to sell this T-shirt calling Chief Justice Roberts a coward. What do you make of this criticism, and do you agree with it?
Well, yeah, I'm very disappointed in the ruling. I think the Chief Justice had to contort logic and reason to come up with this ruling. And basically, in his summary comments, he basically said, the Supreme Court's not going to do this. They're not going to strike it down. We're going to leave it up to the American people. So one man decided against the dissenting opinion, against what I thought were his principles in judicial jurisprudence, he decided to leave this up to the American people. So now the stakes of this election could not be higher, George. So, yeah, I'm very disappointed, but we're not deterred. We think we can still repeal this law if we win this election. And that's basically what the Chief Justice said. It's now up to the American people. It's beyond Congress, the President, and even the Supreme Court. The American people will be the judge and jury of this law come November.
Okay, now, because I don't have time to get into it all right now, we'll move on. Democrat Chuck Schumer says the GOP is going to lose the election if their focus on winning is on repealing the American CARE Act. This is what Chuck Schumer had to say.
Well, I think if Republicans make as their number one issue the repeal of health care, they're certainly going to lose the election in the House, in the Senate, and the presidency. Bottom line is most Americans are not for repeal. If you look at all the polls, a little more than a third are for repeal. The rest are either for keeping it or changing it, but not repealing it. And some of those who are for changing it want to make it tougher. And there's good reason for that. As you pointed out in your interview with Speaker Boehner, there are lots of things people like in the bill. The obvious ones, like your kids can stay on your health care till they're 26, the donut hole, prescription drug payments for seniors. But there are others that even Republicans like, surprisingly, subsidies for people who can't afford health care, requiring employers to provide health care. So the bill overall, people do not want repeal. That's number one. Number two, Mitt Romney's in a total pickle here. He prescribed this. This was his bill. Speaker Boehner's saying it's a tax increase. They have some ads saying it's a tax increase. Are they going to say that Mitt Romney had the biggest tax increase in Massachusetts? Forget about it. But most important, Nora, and finally, the number one thing people want us to focus on is jobs, the economy, and increasing middle-class paychecks.
All right. And, you know, you stop and think about it. And I don't have time to get to Nancy Pelosi's audio. We'll get to that after the break. But when you stop and think about what Chuck Schumer just said, when you think about what Paul Ryan said, you know, Jeff had sent me a poll last week that said just as many people, this is crazy, it was like 67% of the American people didn't like Obamacare. Yet when they were given the individual descriptions as to what Obamacare did, 67% of the people liked it. You heard me correctly. 67% of the people in this poll said that they didn't like Obamacare, but when they were just given the individual mandates of Obamacare, the 67% liked it. How the hell does that happen? I'm serious. How the hell does that happen? It's just crazy. It's absolutely nuts. You know, you stop and think about paying attention, which I know many of you have real issues doing. Well, many of you on the right have real issues doing. What you're going to find out is as you kind of wake up the American people to the reality of what the Affordable Care Act does, they love it. Why wouldn't they? All right, let's take a quick break here. We'll wrap up this hour on the other side. Oh, trust me, we've got a great, great day of radio for you. We'll be back. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org, that's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
It is my pleasure to welcome former Michigan Lieutenant Governor John Cherry.
I'm watching today and seeing some of the positive developments in Michigan right now, and has been for, gosh, better than a year, has been leading the nation in terms of recovery. I mean, it's a slow recovery nationally, but Michigan is outperforming the nation in that regard, and that's the result of many of the things that were done in our administration to help Michigan to survive this economic onslaught. And we feel good about those sorts of things.
On 1310
WDTW. First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olsen, too. He's come over.
Interact with other listeners.
Hello, what's up? Diggity doll.
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us at Tony Trupiano on Twitter. Got something to tell Tony?
1-888-552-3595.
Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Now time to punch back in.
10 minutes before the top of the hour, we're gonna try to get through this. There's some really good stuff here. Nancy Pelosi was on Meet the Press yesterday in a pre-recorded interview, actually, and just talked about the fantasy of repealing the Affordable Care Act. This is what she said.
Well, Republicans have said they won't waste any time to try to repeal this. Is that fantasy from your point of view?
It's being the mouthpiece of the health insurance industry. And we're saying let's not have them be in charge anymore. Let the people be in charge of how they receive coverage and health care. They'll bring it up. And when they bring it up, they will ask for repeal. Repeal of all the things I said that help children, help young adults, help seniors, help men or women who may have prostate cancer, breast cancer, whatever it is, any precondition. And everybody will have lower rates, better quality care, and better access. So that's what they want to repeal. We're happy to have that debate.
So you don't think it's realistic? I mean, look, you fought in the trenches to get this thing passed. It wasn't easy. Do you think repeal is unrealistic?
Yes.
From Mitt Romney to Republican leaders, they say we're going to lead the charge on this.
I think that part of it is over. Do we always want to fight for more and better? We want to continue to lower cost, and we built that in to the Affordable Care Act.
All right, now it starts to get really, really interesting because, well, you repeal it and replace it, which is their clever slogan, right? Repeal and replace. Well, we know what repeal means. It means you take the act and you get rid of it. But what do you replace it with? Now, I'll point out that Mitch McConnell, in an interview with Chris Wallace on Fox News, had a little bit of a problem articulating that. This is the Mitch McConnell that said 10 minutes after it was announced that Barack Obama had won the presidency that their number one goal was to make sure he only served one term. That Mitch McConnell said this about replacing Obamacare.
Let's move on. If voters elect a Republican president and a Republican Senate, your top priority will be, you say, to repeal and replace Obamacare. And I want to drill down into that with you. One of the keys to Obamacare is that it will extend insurance access to 30 million people who are now uninsured. In your replacement, how would you provide universal coverage?
Well, first, let me say the single best thing we could do for the American healthcare system is to get rid of Obamacare. Get rid of the half $1 trillion in Medicare cuts. Get rid of the half $1 trillion in taxes. In other words, the single biggest step we could take in the direction of improving American healthcare is to get rid of this monstrosity.
But if I may, sir, you're talking about repeal and replace. How would you provide universal coverage?
I'll get to it in a minute. The first step we need to take is to get rid of what's there. This job-killing proposal that has all of these cuts to existing health care providers. Secondly, we need to go step by step to replace it with more modest reforms. There will not be a 2,700-page Republican alternative. We will not take a meat axe to the American health care system. We will pull out a scalpel and go step by step and make the kinds of more modest changes that would deal with the principal issue, which is cost. Things like interstate sales of health insurance. Right now, you don't have competition around the country in the selling of health insurance. That's a mistake. Things like lawsuit reform. Billions and billions of dollars are lost every year by hospitals and doctors in defensive
medicine. Respectfully, sir, we're going to run out of time, and I just want to ask, what specifically are you going to do to provide universal coverage to the 30 million people who are uninsured?
That is not the issue. The question is, how can you go step by step to improve the American healthcare system? It is already the finest healthcare system in the world.
But you don't think the 30 million...
What our friends on the other...
But you don't think the 30 million people who are uninsured is an issue?
Let me tell you what we're not going to do. We're not going to turn the American healthcare system into a Western European system. That's exactly what is at the heart of Obamacare. They want to have the federal government take over all of American health care. Look, the federal government can't handle the health care it's already got. Medicare is in trouble already. Medicaid is in trouble already. We need to clean up the health care the federal government's already responsible for.
Yeah, okay. So let me ask you, Mitch, why is it in trouble? It's in financial difficulty because Congress keeps on raiding that fund, but it would be healthy had you just left it alone. So let's be clear on that. You know, Jeff, it was interesting because as Chris Wallace, who would not necessarily be our friend on this issue, and I'm not saying he is our friend on this issue, but he was searching for an answer that just wouldn't come. It's called repeal and replace. What are you going to replace it with? Nobody seems to have the answer to that, including John Boehner. This is what he says to Nora O'Donnell.
Republicans believe in a common sense, step-by-step approach to replacing this law. And all of those provisions, popular provisions, many of them very sound provisions, can in fact be done in a common sense way, but not in 2,700 pages that no one read.
What about pre-existing conditions? What about the millions of Americans that have pre-existing conditions and are discriminated against?
We believe that the way it is done within Obamacare is pushing the cost of health insurance for all Americans much too high. We believe that the state high-risk pools are a much more effective way to making sure that those with pre-existing conditions have access to affordable health insurance.
But access to affordable health insurance, but you're not saying you would be for a law that would prevent discrimination of those individuals.
No, we just believe there's a better way to make sure that they have affordable access to quality health insurance.
So when you repeal this, what are you going to replace it with?
I just started pointing out, we're going to take a common sense, step-by-step approach that puts in place the kind of policies that will make our health insurance system more what I'll call patient-centered and lower cost. The only proposal out there last year that would lower the cost of health insurance came from Republicans. Why? Because we've got policies that really will help bring down the cost of health insurance. It's clear that Obamacare is increasing the cost of health insurance for all Americans and making it virtually impossible for small employers to hire new workers.
All right, we don't have, and all of that's just a bunch of bullcrap. And we don't have time to get into the rest of the audio. And hopefully, well, we can carve out, and there's maybe 5 minutes left to carve out some time, and maybe we'll get to that. Maybe we won't yet today. But the reality is the Republicans have no idea what they want to replace it with. So, Jeff, here's what we do know. We know that they hate Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. They hate it. We know that. We know that they don't know why they hate it. And I think they've almost abandoned the this is a tax argument because it's not really a tax. And so it's kind of hard to defend something. But here's the bigger problem. If it is a tax, then what Mitt Romney did in Massachusetts then becomes a tax since it was kind of patterned after Romney Care. Oh, my. Doesn't that create some problems for them? I think it does. Oh, my. Interesting. Okay, we're not done. We're not done. I told you, I promised you a great show today. We're going to give you a great show today. State Representative Harvey Santana will be in studio with Democratic candidate David Kinesic. Looking forward to meeting him and introducing him to you. We got a lot to get to. We'll take the break. First Shift continues right after this. Stay with us.
WDTW Continuous Traffic Watch.
Taking a look at your traffic, we are still accident-free, but we do have an object on the roadway on 696 eastbound just after Hoover Road, so use some caution in that area. And your right two lanes are going to be closed for road construction on M59 eastbound between M53 and Shaner Road.
That's scheduled until 5 a.m. tomorrow. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 92 degrees. Tonight, 72 with a chance of isolated thunderstorms. Tomorrow, 94 with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. And it's currently 68 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet. Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9 right here on 1310 WDTW. Dearborn, Detroit, NBC News is next.
NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Jansing. More sweltering heat for much of the country, with more records likely to fall again today. Here's Mike Seidel from the Weather Channel.
In Louisville, Kentucky, four consecutive days of 100-degree heat. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, the heat index at 116. Now, finally a break on Monday for most highs in the 90s, but those temperatures are still 5 to 10 degrees above average.
It's a problem in the Mid-Atlantic, where millions of people still don't have power, knocked out in Friday storms. The federal government is allowing federal workers in Washington, Virginia, and Maryland to stay home. The debt crisis has kicked unemployment up again in the Eurozone. Unemployment now 11.1%, 17.6 million people, the highest since the euro was launched in 1999. Ohio is struggling with a new moral issue. Are cemeteries fair game for drilling? Three cemeteries say they've been approached by natural gas companies looking to drill, but opponents say cemeteries are hallowed ground and off limits. This is NBC News Radio. The healthcare debate heated up over the weekend, a line in the sand drawn between Democrats and Republicans, as we hear now from NBC's Mike Vaccara, a campaign issue for both sides.
Republicans see a political upside in keeping up the fight. Conservatives are energized. In the 24 hours after the Supreme Court decision was announced, the Romney campaign says it took in $4.6 million, more than 47,000 donors.
The Red Cross says it's evacuated 26 Syrian civilians from Damascus as Syrian troops flushed out rebels from a suburb. The 10-day assault has left dozens dead and hundreds wounded. A change of power in Mexico. It appears that for the first time in 12 years, the Institutional Revolutionary Party will win the presidency. An official quick count will be announced today. And Tiger Woods has become the second most winning golfer in history with his victory yesterday at the AT&T National. He now has 74 wins on the tour, moving past Jack Nicklaus, eight away from Sam Snead. I'm Chris Jansing, NBC News Radio.
Well, I'm a salesman, and I'm on my feet all day long, so comfort's really important to me. That's why I tried the ProFoot 2-ounce Miracle insoles.
Only the 2-ounce Miracle is made with custom-forming VitaFoam to keep your feet steady and comfortable. The ProFoot 2-ounce Miracle insoles conform to the unique shape of your feet, just like custom orthotics. Plus, they cushion and support your feet for amazing comfort.
What a huge difference they make. It's really a miracle.
Try the ProFoot 2-ounce Miracle insole. Available at Walmart.
The summer driving season has shifted into high gear. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on a road trip ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. And buy three, get one free on qualifying Goodyear tires. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, M714. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Wall Street is becoming more like Hollywood, an industry identified with a specific place, but increasingly located all over. The New York Times reports the rate is accelerating at which big investment firms are moving jobs out of the Wall Street area of Lower Manhattan to locales with less expensive costs of living, such as the Carolinas and Florida. The moves costing employers less and the lower costs of living are proving popular with many of the relocated employees. The best thing you can say about Facebook's relationship with the Nasdaq Stock Exchange is it's complicated, but at least it's ongoing. Wall Street Journal reports that despite the fact Facebook blames the Nasdaq for its embarrassingly bad debut as a public stock, full of delays, glitchy buy and sell orders, and massive losses, it is going to remain a Nasdaq stock. Strong gains for markets in Europe right now. Weak gains for U.S. stock futures. S&P futures gaining all of 2 points right now. Nasdaq futures up 1. Dow futures rising 4. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-641-0518, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-641-0518. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-641-0518. That's 1-800-641-0518.
Doctor, teacher, judge. These are just a few of the people who've lost a child to heat stroke after leaving them in an empty car. 33 children died last year alone. It can happen to anyone. Even you could forget a sleeping or quiet baby. If you have small children, get in a habit of checking the backseat every time you exit your vehicle. It could mean the difference between life and death. Where's baby? Look before you lock. To learn more, visit safercar.gov/heatstroke.
It's summer. Time to breathe the open air and hit the open road on a three-wheeled Can-Am Spyder Roadster. For a limited time, you can own a Can-Am Roadster for as little as $199 a month. And if you buy before July 10, you'll get a special four-year extended warranty. So hurry. Certain conditions apply. See your local Can-Am dealer for details or visit canam.brp.com. It's riding. Reinvented.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
They call us a mob.
To try to divide us.
They tell us prosperity should start at the top and to wait for it to trickle down.
More like piddle down.
They refuse to compromise for the good of the country.
When you're right, you don't have to compromise. Compromise is for people that are wrong.
Instead, caring more about the politics of politics.
I don't know why he believes that it's going to be any easier for Republicans than Democrats to make these tough decisions.
They think we have no choice but to sit back and take it.
Think again.
No more. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. It's a pleasure to be with you. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Monday, the 6th day of July 2012. We have a weird week. We have the holiday midweek. I'll be sitting in for Ed Schultz on Thursday and Friday as well. So I get to do double duty, 6 to 9 and then noon to 3. I pulled Jeff in to help me on Thursday and Friday, the sucker that he is. But we've got a lot of important stuff to do in this hour, so we're going to go ahead and get started. Guys, if I can have an intro, we'll get going.
Uncommon in his approach and starkly honest in his words.
Chairman Daly on the House floor says, look, you got to be careful what you say. Says, what the hell are you talking about? Says, some people took offense to your comments. I says, look, I raise issues.
First Shift welcomes back to our airwaves legislative leadership that is unique.
I'm not going to back down. If I see something wrong, I'm going to say it because that's what the people of the 10th District sent me up there to do.
From the 10th District, State Representative Harvey Santana.
And we do welcome back State Representative Harvey Santana is in studio with me. He did bring a guest. We'll get to the guest in just a moment. Appreciated you listening to the show on Friday, Harvey, and it's a pleasure to have you back, by the way.
Well, thank you, Tony. Good morning to everyone out there. Hope everybody had a good weekend and stayed cool. I got dark because I was out working in the neighborhood. So,
yes, the running. Speaking of running, I got to start with, we got to have a little bit of fun with this. you did another radio show, and then you called Charles Pugh, and you dared him to do a marathon with you. Does he, when he said yes, did he realize what he was saying yes to? I realize he probably couldn't say no, but did he really realize what he was saying yes to?
Well, you know, I hope he did. I challenged Charles to a marathon, the Detroit Free Press Marathon, 26.2 miles. You know, he's been taking a lot of flack for that Twitter thing he got into with some person. But what I really do appreciate, Tony, is his perspective on health, dieting, working out, because we do have health issues in the city of Detroit, especially amongst people of color. And so I appreciate what he's trying to do in a positive way. And me being athletic, and I'm going to turn 40 next month, I think that, you know, somewhat of my caliber that is, you know, into sports and the way I am, you know, it would be a friendly way to try to raise awareness on an issue of health and fitness and proper dieting for Detroiters. And since the media, you know, they liked Harvey Santana so much because of the fist fights and horse races that they like to promote. Well, here's a horse race. Let's see if they pick up on it.
You know, I have to ask. Well, this will be fun. And so when are you doing it, buddy? You guys have you set a date?
It's whatever the date of the Detroit Free Press Marathon.
All right, so that you're going to run the marathon. Okay,
yeah.
That's what you're going to do.
I told
okay.
him I'll see you at the start line and wait for you at the finish.
All right.
No shame in my game.
So start training, Charles, if you listen.
Okay, I'm sure he will. I also want to mention, as you know, and I said you were listening to the show on Friday, I have Joe DeSano on, who is a political strategist, as you know, with Main Street Strategies, and we were kind of poking fun in a not-so-fun way, because we take elections very seriously. In the 11th House District, there's a young man, and I say young, I want to underscore young, 21-year-old Cody Bailey, who we took a lot of shots at, every one of them factual. There wasn't anything we said that wasn't factual. You had contacted me and said, hey, Tony, I want to. Do you want me to bring David Kinesic in with me on Monday? Because this is your regular time, and we're going to meet David in just a moment. But they kind of take a shot at you and the story that they did on Mirrors about your brand of dirty politics. I'm sorry, I guess I missed that. Since when are you involved with dirty politics? Because I've never seen that.
Well, you know, when you're on the losing side of a campaign, you're going to take any shot you can, you know, whoever you can that you feel is an easy target, but good luck hitting me. You know, I believe in aggressive politics. And it's how I ran my first campaign. It's how I run this campaign. That's how I conduct myself on the House floor. It's all about making sure that the people are being represented, and you're going out there and you're doing everything you can to make sure that they have a better quality of life. You know, I've never met Cody. I've seen him here and there. I'm sure he's a great kid. But
I'm not so sure he's a great kid.
Well, you know,
but that's my opinion.
I'm trying to be nice.
I don't have to be nice.
But though, Here's the deal. You know, David Kinesic and I saw each other at U of M Dearborn. We were introduced. He was involved in the school. I then later met him inside of a prison at Ryan Correctional Facility, because I went there to go speak, and he was there as part of a program, and he had expressed his interest. And I says, look, if you're serious, then we got to get this thing started now, so let's go. And so about a week later, we met at a Dunkin' Donuts over a coffee and a donut, and I said, this is what you got to do, and that's my first test. Let's see if he gets it done. He came back, and he had more than that done. I says, okay, this guy's ready to go.
Now, how long ago was this? Because I want to make a point here.
Over a year ago.
Yeah, over a year ago. And you came to me and said, Tony, there's a guy that, all right, fine, that's all the well
good. Look, man, if there's one thing I know how to do. I know how to spot talent. And I picked David out of the crowd. I said, this guy's got it.
And I met David very briefly. The AFL-CIO had a Christmas thing, and I happened to be up in Lansing, and I met David very briefly then. And David Hecker introduced him to me, the president of the American Federation of Teachers. So this is somebody you need to know. Well, let us do it this way. Actually, Harvey, I'm going to let you introduce David, since you're the one that discovered him, if you will. Well, I mean, there's some truth to that.
They're like Simon Cowell on American
Idol. No, listen, I would never do that to you, dude. I would never do that to you. So anyway, go ahead and introduce us to David Kinesic.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, 13:10 a.m., all my fellow progressives out there, I really take a lot of pride in doing this, because David Kinesic, to me, I call him G.I. Joe, because he's truly a hardcore American, believes in freedom, believes in liberty, believes in this country, and represents everything that the 11th District needs in Lansing. And I've been up there for 18 months now, and I've seen what we need in terms of leadership, what we need in proper representation, and David Kinesic actually represents all that. And I have to respect a man who's a two-time Iraqi war veteran, U.S. Marine, but I won't hold that against him because I'm a sailor. But he's a good friend. I've taken him under my wing. I've showed him the ropes, showed him this is what you got to do, now go out there and do it. And he has not failed once in his mission. He's a gentleman. He's the opposite of me, where I am more outspoken. I think he's more calm and reserved, but very insightful and very wise. So, ladies and gentlemen, David Kinesic.
David, welcome welcome to the show this morning. A pleasure to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be here, Tony. Thank you so much.
First thing I want to do, as I certainly, and if I've never done this, Harvey, I want to thank you for your service. But, David, I do want to thank you for your service to this country. Certainly, You served at a time where we needed young men and women to step up and to not question our commander-in-chief, as so many were doing here, as you well know. Mm-hmm. You didn't question. You were asked to serve, and you proudly did it. And I want to thank you for doing that. It takes a lot of courage to step up and to represent your country as proudly as you have. So thank you.
I appreciate that, Tony. And too, I should say that I'm not the only member of my family that did that during the Iraq War. My sister Marie. She stepped up. She joined the Marines a year after I did. So we've got two Marines in the family right now and two very proud parents. So.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's awesome. I wasn't aware of that. That's really awesome. Well, congratulations. I promised this audience, and I briefly promised you that this is not going to be about Cody Bailey. This is going to be about Dave Kinesic. And I've thrown an offer out there to Cody and his campaign manager. If they want to come on the show, all they need to do is give us a call or an email, and we're happy to do that. So let's talk a little bit about, and I want to start with endorsements, because that seems to be a big deal these days. And it is a big deal. I ran for Congress back in 2006. I understand the importance of endorsements, but you seem to understand, as a true Democrat, and I say true Democrat because to me there's a difference between an opportunistic Democrat and a true one. You understand that the endorsements that you want to get are the kind that matter to people in the district, and that would be from organized labor, the OAW, mm-hmm. and others in labor. How are those endorsements going?
Absolutely fantastic, Tony. You know, we've been very fortunate on the campaign, like you said, to have received the endorsement of a variety of labor organizations, UAW, the carpenters, operating engineers, and just this last week, we were fortunate to have a lot of our first defenders, or first responders, rather, come out in support of the campaign, police officers, firefighters, and what have you, at the state level, in addition to a variety of the local organizations as well. So we've been very thankful for their support.
You know, it's interesting at a time where we see police and firemen are the first ones to get cut in communities for a variety of reasons, which I don't either agree with or, frankly, understand. I look at what's happening in Taylor and what Mayor Lamorand is in denial over. You wouldn't have gotten necessarily those first responder endorsements even 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Normally, those are reserved for Republicans. I think that firemen and policemen are beginning to understand that maybe their friends at the state level are Democrats.
Well, every single one that I've spoken to have said the same thing. You know, just like you said, traditionally, maybe lean a little bit more conservative. They were promised by Governor Snyder that he wasn't going to come in and try and go after the unions or collective bargaining. And we've seen that he's done exactly the opposite. And our first responders, they understand just as well as the Democrats do that we're trying to build strong communities out there. We're trying to build attractive places to live. And an integral part of that is having a safe place to live, not just for our businesses, but for our schools and for our families. So.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll talk with you more. We're certainly going to talk with Harvey Moore, and we're happy to take calls as well. 888-552-3595, and it's 17 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. A quick break here, and we'll be back with David Kinesic and State Representative Harvey Santana. Stay with us.
With Tony Trivia.
My point is to Republican adults, when 14-year-old boys sound exactly like you do, maybe you should rethink the shit that's coming out of your mouth.
On 1310 WDTW.
No wonder 14-year-old boys can do your act. You act exactly like 14-year-old boys.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Checking your early morning commute, and it's looking good so far, but we do have road construction. It's going to have your right two lanes closed on M59 eastbound between M53 and Shaner. That's scheduled until 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. And 94 westbound at Viney Road, road construction will have your left lane closed. That starts at 9 a.m. and goes until 3. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 92 degrees. Tonight, 72 with a chance of isolated thunderstorms. Tomorrow, 94 with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. And it's currently 68 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Hi, Tony Truffiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. You are connected to the internet. I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register. Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift with Tony Trubiano.
Joining us now is my good friend, Congressman Hanson Clark.
Student loan debt, it's a debt that can never go away. You can go bankrupt, and the government will still force you to pay on your student loans. You could be 80 years old, like I met a lady, and she still has to pay on her student loans, even though she's on a fixed income, and she'll never be able to pay it off. This debt is also costing us jobs, because think about it. Our graduates, those who are motivated, disciplined, and ambitious to go to school and get their education, they're the ones likely to go into business to create jobs. But they can't do that because they're in so much student loan debt, they don't have the money to start their own business or buy a home or maybe even get married.
On 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Union.
Solidarity.
Democracy. We make a difference when you give your voice.
What's on your mind?
1-888-552-3595. You're listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
22 minutes after the hour. Feel free to join us if you'd like. You've got the number. State Representative Harvey Santana is with us for his regular Monday or regular monthly visit. And, he brings with him candidate David Kinesic. Harvey, let me. How's your guy doing?
Man, he's gonna win.
All right,
he's gonna win.
You know when you know you'll recall Harvey the day that we I'll call it the recruiting show when you threw your cell phone number out there and people were actually calling you when you were on the air with me. Mm-hmm. I don't know if any of those people ended up seriously getting your interest, but what was it about, you know, you said you met with David, you guys sat down for a cup of coffee and a donut. What was it about him that said to you, you said, hey, I know how to spot talent, but there has to be something there. It can't just be some mystical, magical power that you have. I mean, you had, what was it that you saw that said, yeah, this is the real deal?
Organization. I mean, first of all, he's a United States Marine. So as a fellow veteran, I'm going to give deference to other veterans, number one. No, because I know how they operate, and I know I can have an extremely vulgar conversation with him, and he's not going to get offended if I tell him, you need to move, and you need to move fast. And so he knows how to do that, and he knows how to take direction. And I give him enough latitude that he goes out and he does what he needs to do. But overall, you know, he's just a good guy who understands what being a Democrat is all about. He understands our values. He understands what we represent. He understood the district. He understood the needs of the district. And when I told him, okay, here are your goals. This is what you have to start putting in place. And when he started coming back to me with reports of, okay, I've done all of these things, and then I've done this extra stuff, the guy reminded me of me. It's like I gave him my playbook, and he started adding new stuff to it. So I just knew, look, a guy like this that works this hard in a campaign with all the preparatory work is going to be that much better as a legislator when he gets there. And this is someone that I can work with as a Detroit rep. I could work with somebody in Western Wayne County to try to resolve some of Detroit's issues. So I just saw the talent in him.
All right. You know, David Kinesic, let me, beyond endorsements and yard signs, because they don't vote. Yard signs don't vote.
Correct.
Endorsements
Absolutely.
Don't vote. But voters vote. One of the criticisms that was thrown at you by your opponent was that you're not really making your way around the district, because if you were, you guys would have run into each other, which is BS, because, frankly, I was a candidate at one point, and I knocked thousands of doors and never saw my opponent didn't knock doors, so that's why I didn't see him. But I'm just saying that you guys haven't run into each other is not a legitimate concern. Let's talk about the conversations you're having at these doors, because I know it's really empowering to knock doors.
Absolutely.
Now, not everybody answers. We get that. Not everybody wants to talk, and not everybody's a Democrat. So we'll put those folks aside. But, David, the people that do take the time to talk to you, and there are a lot, what are they asking you about? What are they talking about?
Well, we knew from day one, Tony, that we wanted to run an aggressive campaign when it came to voter outreach, and that included knocking on many thousands of doors throughout the district. And the people that do answer, the people that do want to engage with a candidate, we're hearing a lot about seniors' issues right now. Nobody's happy about this pension tax. Nobody's happy about what it's doing to the fixed income that they're living on right now, essentially having to make decisions between, am I going to buy this medication this month or am I going to put food on the table? A lot of people, a lot of younger families, a lot of educators are, of course, very disheartened by the billion-dollar cuts that came to education last year, me especially, you know, having been in the classroom as a substitute teacher. And then, of course, in communities like Inkster, communities like Garden City, public safety's on the top of everyone's list of complaints. You know, they're not feeling safe in their homes right now. They're not feeling safe in their communities. I don't know how we can hope to attract businesses to Michigan and to these cities if we can't even provide them a safe platform to do so.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and maybe Harvey will want to ring in on this, too. Everybody runs on a pro-jobs platform. At least they did 2 years ago, and yet they've yet to produce anybody, has yet, although the Democrats have proposed, but they don't get a chance to set the agenda. Everybody is going to run on a pro-jobs platform. I'm assuming that is true for both of you. I mean, you both want to create jobs. Why would you not? So if you want to talk, and again, you can both, if you want to talk a little bit about how you might do that, I'm open to listening to that.
Well, look, I've always said it from the very beginning, Tony, the way I believe you get this economy moving is by building that bridge, number one. Let's get that bridge to Canada built. And off of that, you build your transportation infrastructure to move products in and out of the marketplace faster, cheaper, safer. I've said it 100 times. We're not building Studebakers in this town anymore. So we got to go into moving the parts around that do go into building that Studebaker. We got to create logistics warehousing opportunities. And we have to get guys on high-lows moving boxes around on the back of trucks, onto planes, onto trains, and move them in and out of here. And I think that's the first start. You know, it's interesting to me watching this whole thing from the national level, because President Obama has offered plan after plan after plan, and the Republicans offer ideology. They offer ideas, the same ideas that got us derivatives, the same ideas that got us a financial meltdown, the same idea that got us into the problem that we're in. And the other idea that they have, the other solution that they propose is, we're going to defeat President Barack Obama. Well, if you take that from the national level and you push it down to the state level, that's exactly what we have here at the state level. And that Republican wave that took over in the last election, you're now seeing the after effects of it.
Yeah.
And so I ask people as I'm going out there and I talk to these businesses, you know, how's that tax break working out for you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how many people have you created? Or how many jobs have you created? Because you're the job creators. When are you going to put up your end of the bargain? Because as a working person, we're the job, you know, we're the wealth creators. We're the ones that are out there doing the work so that these corporations can go out there and make the businesses.
Yeah, it hasn't quite worked out the way we were promised. David, go ahead and respond to that as well.
Well, what I would say, first of all, is I'm a strong believer that it's the consumer that drives the economy. So anything that we can be doing to put more money back in the pockets of Michigan residents is extremely important. We need to be doing everything we can to bring back the earned income tax credit. Like I said, repealing the pension tax on our retirees and increase disposable income. When residents have that income, they're buying goods. When goods are flying off the shelf, like Representative Santana said, there's an impetus to hire more workers. And what I also say is that we know in Michigan certain ways that we shouldn't be pursuing to create jobs. I'm talking about right-to-work legislation. We've seen in other states that it doesn't do anything to create jobs. And that's something that, you know, I look forward to standing against if elected to the House.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, I'm very concerned. I'm very concerned for my neighbors. I see that even though we are bringing back jobs, they're not coming back quickly enough. Harvey, you were talking about what's happening at the national level. And it seems like the Republicans just don't want to have a real conversation about how we move the economy forward. We look at what's happening at the state level, and we know Republicans don't want to have that conversation because then they have to own the problem. And any advances we've made here at the state level really were a result of the courage of the President of the United States to give those bridge loans to General Motors and Chrysler. He was responsible for making sure that the manufacturing industry in the state of Michigan and nationally was able to survive. And so there's this amazing disconnect, as you said, between the reality of the Democrats and the ideology of the Republicans. The challenge for both of you, and I'll throw this out to you, then we'll take a break and talk about it on the other side, is how do we wake up the voters to that? I mean, you know, one of the realities is, yes, what we're saying is true, but if the voters aren't buying into it, or if they don't know this, then we got a problem. We'll take a quick break here. Everybody stay right where they're at. This is First Shift on 1310. WDTW. State Representative Harvey Santana and Democratic candidate in the 11th House District, David Kinesic, is my guest. We'll be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your early morning commute, and it's looking good so far, but we do have road construction. It's going to have your right two lanes closed on M59 eastbound between M53 and Shaner. That's scheduled until 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. And 94 westbound at Vining Road, road construction will have your left lane closed. That starts at 9 a.m. and goes until 3. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 92 degrees. Tonight, 72 with a chance of isolated thunderstorms. Tomorrow, 94 with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. And it's currently 68 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell. Port truckers in Southern California will be getting more labor rights after a recent 46-15 vote in favor of unionization. Leilani Albano has more on this story.
Port truckers have been struggling for decades to win better working conditions. In 1980, then-President Jimmy Carter signed the Motor Carrier Act, which deregulated the trucking industry and led to companies replacing unionized port truckers with independent contractors. Without any rights as workers, most port truckers have been legally barred from participating in union elections. However, drivers that work for the toll group were able to circumvent that rule because the company, which has a unionized workforce in Australia, recognizes port truckers as employees. TJ Michaels, spokesperson for Change to Win, a labor union coalition, says the recent union recognition vote is the commencement of many organizing efforts at the ports to come.
Well, it's tremendously exciting because they've been fighting so hard, so long, port drivers, to get the union recognition they deserve. And the drivers at toll are only the beginning.
The union recognition win only affects 61 toll workers. But activists say that labor negotiations at the company are being closely monitored by the more than 100,000 port truckers throughout the nation who don't have employee status. Leonardo Mejia, a port trucker with Shippers Transport Express, is among those encouraged by their victory.
If they win the campaign over there at all, that's a very good sign for everybody, because that's the way that we have to go.
Toll's win is also being seen as a victory for a broad coalition of nonprofit organizations, environmental groups, labor unions, as well as members of Australia's Transport Workers Union, which aided the poor truckers during their unionizing efforts. Jose Ortega Jr., who joined the union at Toll along with his father, says he's seen some positive changes. For one, he says the bosses can no longer fire workers whenever they want. But he says the work harassment persists.
Those that supported the union, we're getting called to the office for any little thing. But then again, the non-union guys, they could do whatever they want.
Toll did not respond to requests for an interview. Michaels says that the job of organizing independent contractors can't stop at Toll. She says that labor organizers will continue the fight until all poor truckers are unionized. Leilani Albano, Workers Independent News, Los Angeles.
This story was made possible in part by a grant from the Burger Marx Foundation.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
In a blue-collar, get-to-work-and-get-the-job-done kind of state like Michigan, there's only one show that cares about the men and women who put in a hard day's work every day. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now, back to Tony Trupiano.
35 minutes after the hour, candidate David Kinesic, State Representative Harvey Santana, and myself are in the studio. I'd thrown out the question, not an easy question before the break. We know, David and Harvey, we know that the Democrats really do have the vision and the solution. We really do. I mean, this is something that is true. We know that when, as you both knock doors, we've been having this conversation in the break, people listen to you, they go, yeah, you have the answer. But it's an education process, because we also know if we watch polls, even talking to people, let's be honest about it, when you start talking to them, you understand that they're not following politics and they don't know what's going on. How do we change that?
You got to be in the community. You have to be out there listening to people and watching the trends as they develop. I'm out there every day, as you know, Tony, knocking on doors in the new area of my district and, you know, in my existing district. And last week I was out running, literally. It was one of those smoker days. And I was out there running from house to house, and I was by myself. And I see a group of guys hanging out on a corner and with their cars, their car trunks open. They had a cooler, and they were out there on the corner just drinking beers, having a good time. And they saw me running. Now, I'm in this area where you don't see guys like me just running around. So they're like, hey, man, what's going on? Hey, who are you, man? What's up, man? So I go over and introduce myself, let them know who I am, what I'm doing. And they're like, oh, wow, man, ain't nobody ever come over here, man, talk to us like that, man. Well, wow, hold on, man. They give me a beer. So I'm sitting there in the corner drinking a beer with the guys. And once I'm done, they're like, okay, man, we're going to go help you, man. We can't let you do this by yourself. So they out go to all their neighbors, and they start knocking on doors, handing out my literature as to why I should be, you know, elected to be their state representative.
Yeah, you wait a minute. Before you go on, you didn't tell the key piece, because you told me this story. Yeah. They said, you almost said it, but you didn't go all the way. They said no candidate had ever come and talked to them.
I've knocked on doors, Tony, where a woman told me in 47 years of her living in that house, no one has ever knocked on her door and asked for their vote.
Are you getting that too, David?
I was going to say, I can do you one better. We were in Inkster the other day, and I said from day one I wanted to be in every single precinct, every single ward, every single city. And we were down in Inkster the other day, just off of Annapolis, and we knocked on a door. Older gentleman came. He answered. We had a short conversation. 90 years old. He's lived in Inkster his entire life. He's voted Democrat his entire life, and I was the first candidate that had ever knocked on his door. And like Harvey said, you know, one of the greatest things that we need to do is increase the voter outreach. You can't just send a piece of literature. You can't just, you know, do a radio show or do a TV ad. Voters need face-to-face contact. And I think one of the resources that Democrats, you know, really haven't tapped into fully yet is the youth. I mean, look at how many young people subscribe to the Democratic values and beliefs. And for me, it's been so refreshing. We're on the doors. You know, I'm not going on 40 years old like Harvey. You know, I'm a younger man. And everybody, regardless of their age, the voters are excited They have younger people running for office. They're enthused to see a younger generation ready to step up and take the reins and carry the party into the future. So I really think that we need to be doing everything that we can to really tap into this resource.
Well, there's no question, and you know, we know that unlike the Democrats, our Democratic clubs, Harvey, Republicans don't have Republican clubs like we do. They don't have these clubs that meet once a week or once a month.
I know you, parties.
Yeah. Well, I know you go to a lot of these Democratic club meetings because you and I have been at a few together, and so I see you there. But the Republicans don't do that. They don't. The rank and file Republicans, those that go out and vote, you know, they might go to a dinner that it costs them $150 to have some dry chicken. And I'm not exaggerating. That's how they meet. They don't do this community building stuff that David was talking about and that you were talking about as well. And, you know, so we do need to be, and I think that the Democratic Party, and I've got Mark Brewer on just after 8 o'clock, but see, Mark travels the state attending these club meetings. He understands the value in that. Go ahead.
Tony, in Puerto Rico, where my parents are from, the politics over there are real heavy. They have one of the highest voter turnout rates in the world. You know why? Because a candidate will probably knock on your door 15 times during the course of a campaign, either a member of their campaign, or they're going to touch you one way or the other. And it's high because there's so much person to person. What I'm finding out in Detroit is that the voter turnout is low because as Democrats, we're not motivating people to get up out of their seat and go. And voters in Detroit aren't going to cross the aisle and go Republican. They're just going to vote third party and just stay home, which is not going to help us either. So what our job to do, what we have to do is get out there and motivate people and show them the examples. I was out knocking doors for Diane Slavens back in 2010. And this woman comes out on the porch and we were debating because she had a stack of negative stuff and, you know, a handful of nice stuff for Democrats in terms of literature. And she says she wanted to vote Republican that year. And I says, why? She gave me all the negative literature. I says, come out on the porch for a sec. I says, you see that car over there? She says, yeah. She says, that car is being repossessed. That's why that man and that other man are fighting. They're fighting the repossession. You see that white piece of paper up there on that mobile home? Because we were in a trailer park. That's called a repossession. And I says, you see them kids over there? You know why they're ignorant? Because they all got left behind. I said, lady, you voted for Barack Obama in the last election. It says it right here. You voted a straight Democrat. Why are you voting for George Bush? She gives me the stack of negative literature that went out. Ladies and gentlemen, they're scaring you into being apathetic. Mm-hmm. They're scaring you into believing that the boogeyman really exists. The boogeyman exists in your mind. And if you let that contaminate the way you think, you're never going to get out there and vote. You got to look around your surroundings and look at the obvious things that are happening. And I ask you, how has Republican ideology helped you?
Now, all we have to do is look at what's happened here in the state of Michigan. David, go ahead.
I was just going to say, look at the numbers. You know, my district, 90,000 residents. How many of them do you think actually vote? It's less than 10,000. I know Representative Santana has the same in his area. You know, so often, rather than talk about, you know, what we can do to move the state forward or what issues we need to be addressing to help everybody, they'd rather just scare everybody out of voting, drive that voter turnout down. I think that, again, if the Democrats got our act together and tried to increase voter turnout, I don't think there's any competition there. I think you have far, far, far more Democrats that don't come out to vote than Republicans. If they come out, I think it's a landslide for us every time.
You know, interestingly, right after I'm done with you two, Todd Cook with We Are the People is joining me talking about voter suppression. That's coming up in, I don't know, 8 minutes or so. And this is an important topic because the Republicans, they don't even rely on apathy any longer. They now are actively involved in voter suppression, which is something that we all need to be very concerned about.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're a Democrat, you need to understand something. A war has been declared on you. It's been war has been declared on you. That's why I went and recruited a Marine to help me in that fight up there, because it's an ideological war zone. Our values versus their values, and the center has fallen out in politics. So to Cody Bailey's remark about moderate, we don't need a moderate.
Thank you.
We don't need a moderate. We need somebody who understands where the line is and where they stand and where we stand, number one. Number two, if you take a step back, I lost my point. The whole war thing. Look, if you look at everything that's happened in the last 18 months, there's been a war on women, a war on organized labor, a war on Detroit, a war on your civil rights, a war on your voting rights. At what point do you start realizing this ain't working out? This is not working out for me. You know, these job creators were supposed to create these jobs because, you know, Governor Snyder gave us all of these tax breaks, and we're going to go out there and we're going to get more taxpayers into the system. Well, where are they? And why aren't they holding up their end of the bargain?
Yeah, the scary part, Harvey, is all the jobs that have been created have been manufacturing as a result of Granholm Cherry initiatives and Barack Obama. Very quickly, because we're almost out of time. David, where can we get more information online, and why should we vote for you, David Kinesic?
Well, I've said from day one that we're very issues-focused on this campaign. I'm an extremely hardworking candidate. We're proving that right now on the doors and with our voter outreach. And here's the deal, Tony. When I was in the Marines, the President of the United States could pick up that phone and send us anywhere in the world in 72 hours. Anywhere in the world. It's only an hour and a half drive for Lansing. And I'd be more than happy to go up there and fight for each and every one of our residents. My website is www.votekinesic.com. That's VOTEKNEZEK.com. We've got the Facebook, Twitter up, and in fact, we just launched a new website today in honor of us coming on your show. So
oh, great. Well, we're gonna make sure that we get that up. Harvey, again, you've got also a campaign site, and where can we find yours?
VoteSantana.com, or just call me on my cell, 313-623-8639. One more time, 313-623-8639. VoteSantana.com. We're out there every day. If you want to come out and see how a campaign is run, call me up.
By the way, he means that if you call him, he answers his phone. That's not a lie. I want to thank both of you for your time this morning. Certainly, Harvey, we're going to have you back next month. We need to get you back before the 7th of August.
Absolutely.
So, David, you can count on coming back and talking about some of the issues. In fact, let us know what it is you want to talk about, and we'll make sure we get you in to do that, all right?
Be glad to do it, Tony.
Guys,
thanks
so much. I appreciate it as always. We do want to send our thoughts and prayers to Chris Avisa and his family. They've been dealing with a little bit of a health issue, and we just want to make sure that his family is loved and cared for and prayed for.
Absolutely. I wouldn't be here without Chris.
Absolutely. All right, folks, so we're going to take a very quick break here. When we continue, Todd Cook of We Are the People will be with us. You don't think voter suppression is a problem? Wait till you hear what Todd has to share with us. This is First Shift. We'll take the break and be right back.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiano.
I want the top wealthiest Americans to be taxed higher and that money to go to education.
I want true democracy for the 99% of us who don't have it anymore.
On 1310 WDTW.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring,
drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for,
and much more.
All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020.
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift with Tony Trubiano.
One of the few people showing some leadership and speaking truth to power. And Representative Brown, it's really an honor to have you on the show this morning.
I wish I could say I know why I was banned from speaking yesterday on the floor. But nobody from Republican leadership ever came up to me and said, here's what you did wrong. Here's how long you're banned. Nothing. And, you know, I feel very strongly about this issue, but I am not a partisan person. I don't usually come out and say, Republicans, this. That's just not me. But this issue has just, and the way that I've been treated and the way that women have been treated, it's just unacceptable.
On 1310. WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
First word. First thoughts. First with the news and newsmakers that matter to you. First Shift on 1310 WDTW with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. Pleasure to be with you. We are just going to, because we have a lot to get to, move on to our next guest. It's actually an honor. I consider Todd Cook a friend. He is not only a partner with Joe DeSano on Main Street Strategies, he is the executive director of We Are the People Michigan. You're going to find them online at wearethepeoplemichigan.com. If you've not yet signed up for their email alerts, anybody that considers themselves even 10% activist needs to be on that list. And Todd, I want to welcome you back to First Shift. It's a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on. Thanks for all the work that you guys do on the show.
No, thank you. I mean, it's through your leadership that allows me to do what I do, Todd. There's no question that's true. I've got to tell you, I just had State Representative Harvey Santana on, and he had a candidate with him, David Kinesic, and we were talking about voter suppression. And, you know, I told the audience, I think they're going to be a little surprised because, again, that's, you know, the media doesn't do a very good job, Todd, either of reporting this stuff. But we had some bills pass in the House and the Senate that this audience not only needs to be aware of, but needs to be a little proactive with.
No, absolutely, Tony. And it's important in terms of making sure that people, you know, engage in the process and be active and voice their concerns. You know, it's ironic in this era of let's make government work like a business. One of the most important parts of government, you know, conducting elections and having people participate in choosing who our leaders are, we're trying to make tougher for people to participate in. We're trying to make harder. And it's something that we shouldn't stand for. There's a series of bills at the governor's desk. He's recently told some pastors in Detroit that he doesn't want to do anything that would make it tougher for people to vote or to suppress. And we want to hold his feet to the fire on that. And so we're urging people to go to our website, wearethepeoplemichigan.com, and sign our petition and urge him to veto Senate Bill 751, Senate Bill 754, Senate Bill 803, and House Bill 5061.
Well, you know, again, we take a look at, and I just want to point out to people that understand, or maybe that don't understand, Todd Cook, the reality of what happens, but people will face confusion and gridlock at the polls. As an example, churches and community organizations are engaging in voter registration will face new burdens and obstacles. Local election officials will face unfunded mandates to introduce new and costly voting regulations. And, Todd, I could go on. This is one of those things where the people really do have a direct voice and certainly in getting to this governor and letting him know that we need, you know, we need an advocate, somebody that's on our side. Why would we make it harder for people to vote?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it's unfathomable that in this day and age where every business that you go to talks about making it easy for the consumer, making it more convenient for the consumer, you know, here we have government making it harder for the consumer. And really what it is changing the rules in terms of, you know, if we can't win by getting the most votes, we'll change the system so we'll make it harder for the other guy to get votes in terms of, you know, limiting who can participate in this process. And it's just something that, you know, whether it's voter registration, which will become harder for groups to do now, to, you know, lengthening the time you just spend, you know, at the polling booth when you get, you know, people get asked for extra paperwork and extra information. You know, it's something that it all adds up. If you think about it in terms of if, you know, there's 500 people at a polling location and it takes an extra 30 seconds for every person to get processed through, you know, that's about 4 hours of time wasted by elections inspectors at one precinct location just processing people in. That's not, you know, the process of voting. That's just getting the process of getting people on the ballot so they can vote. You know, it's 4 extra hours at every precinct. Really adds up and really, you know, adds to the delay and confusion that people do. And we should be making it easier for people to vote, not harder.
Well, you know, and it seems to me we look at, and unfortunately the governor just signed, as you know, last week signed the budget bills and allowed the pension tax to continue to be a burden on our senior citizens. We now know that clearly the governor is destined to force the middle class to pay for much of the $1.8 billion they gave to corporations. And then Tom Cook, we look at quote unquote the job creators that aren't creating jobs, and so, you know, you and I might be optimistic that these are the kind of things that'll get people up and off to vote, but we also know there are still people that aren't registered. These bills make it harder to register people. We know that get out the vote's tough enough as it is, but we also know that there are a lot of people passionate about the issues that we are that don't have have an ID with the proper identity, you know, they don't have the proper identification and don't have the money to pay for it. You know, these are the things that, you know, slowly but surely add up to a lot of votes or a lack of a lot of votes.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. And I know there are those on the other side who want to just downplay these claims, but you think about it in terms of a senior who is, for health reasons, no longer able to drive, and so therefore has let their driver's license lapse and now has to go through trying to dig up some kind of ID that they can use. You know, you look at the fact that, you know, groups that have done voter registration across the state, all kinds of nonpartisan groups now have extra loops. You know, extra hoops to jump through to register people to vote, and this isn't just this is clearly not a partisan issue. You have the League of Women Voters, you have Common Cause, you have all these groups that are really the ones who are the watchdogs of our process, coming out and saying these things are wrong.
And like these are nonpartisan organizations. Let's remind people where they go to sign this petition, Todd Cook.
Sure, they can go to WeArethePeopleMichigan.com.
It's that simple, folks. It's really that simple. And, you know, one of our concerns with the holiday coming up is the governor going to sign this stuff where, you know, it kind of gets lost in a weird week news-wise. And I'm really concerned, Todd, that if enough people don't step up and sign this petition or contact the governor's office, let him know that once again he's going to be allowed to get away, literally get away with something that affects every single man, woman, and child in the state of Michigan. How many times did you say it in the last 10 minutes? This is not a partisan issue.
No, absolutely. And again, you're absolutely right in terms of, you know, as we're going into this week where we're celebrating the 4th of July, we're celebrating the freedoms that we enjoy here, you know, we can't let the governor kind of try to sweep this under the carpet with a last-minute signing right before the holiday season. Now more than ever, as you head into the 4th of July and people are thinking about our great history and the fact that people stood up against tyranny and oppression, this is exactly why we need people to go to the website, sign the petition, talk to their neighbors, call into radio shows, put it on their Facebook page, tell the governor, don't sign these voter suppression bills.
Absolutely. Todd, I want to thank you so much for your time this morning. I know you've got a lot going on. I will look forward to the call tomorrow. In the meantime, if there's anything that we can do to help promote the good work that We Are the People are doing, you know we're here for you.
I appreciate it, Tony. Thanks for everything.
Absolutely. Todd Cook, once again, the executive director of We Are the People. Again, go to where? WeAreThePeopleMichigan.com. WeAreThePeopleMichigan.com. Com. Sign that petition today. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. In the next hour, Mark Brewer, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, Chris Savage in our blog roll segment with breaking news. And it's not news you're going to like, but you need to know it. But you got to listen to find out. We'll take the break and be back on First Shift.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Out to your roadways where we have an overturned vehicle in the medium. That's on M14 eastbound, just before Godfredson Road. And we got a lot of brake lights on 275 northbound between Ford Road and the 96 M14 connector. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 92 degrees. Tonight, 72 with a chance of isolated thunderstorms. Tomorrow, 94 with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. And it's currently 68 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift
Weather.
Next
time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now, NBC News with the latest.
NBC News Radio, I'm Jim Klushevsky. The heat combined with no power, making for a dangerous day in the mid-Atlantic. Federal and state workers in the Washington, D.C. area have the option of staying home. And the Weather Channel's Stephanie Abrams says high temperatures are a problem across the country.
We could see near a dozen states reaching 100 degrees yet again. Stretching anywhere from the plains all the way down into the southeast, our temperatures will be well above average. That means it's going to stay hot early into mid next week.
Unemployment in the Eurozone has hit an all-time high. New data shows that May's jobless rate in the 17 countries that use the euro is 11.1%. That's 17.6 million people out of work, more than any time since the euro was launched in 1999. California state lawmakers are set to vote today on a bill that would protect homeowners facing foreclosure. The law would stop lenders from foreclosing on homes while borrowers consider alternatives such as loan modification. This is NBC News Radio. The health care debate got even louder this weekend as both Democrats and Republicans tee up the issue for the presidential election. Here's NBC's Chuck Todd with the crux of the divide.
Republicans are thrilled to say the Obama administration is imposing a new tax and that the president is breaking a promise.
But Democrats argue that fines are only imposed on a small minority that decide not to buy into the health insurance system.
The party that ruled Mexico with an iron grip for most of the last century has breezed back into power. The Institutional Revolution Party's candidate has won the presidential election. Apple has paid $60 million to settle a dispute in China over the name iPad. A Chinese company actually owned the name and will now allow Apple to go forward with sales. China is Apple's second biggest market. Tiger Woods marked a milestone in his storied career, winning the AT&T National yesterday. He's now the second winningest player in the tour's history with 74 victories. Passing Jack Nicklaus, he's now eighth behind Sam Snead. I'm Jim Klushevsky, NBC News Radio.
The final days are closing in on the O'Reilly Auto Parts Summer Gas Giveaway. This will be your last chance to win free gas for an entire year. Don't wait any longer. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts before July 10th and get your game card to play online before all the prizes are gone. O'Reilly Auto Parts. No purchase necessary. See O'ReillyAuto.com/giveaway for official rules and details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Right now, with the Home Depot's red, white, and blue savings, get two 13.9-pound bags of Kingsford charcoal for just $6.88. Spend your 4th of July with tongs in hand and grill ablaze. And even if you like your steaks medium rare, you'll know your holiday was well done because of that special buy on two bags of Kingsford charcoal, just $6.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
This week that opens the second half of the year will be an odd week for Wall Street. 4 days instead of five because of a holiday split right in the middle. Wednesday is July 4th. Ahead of today's opening bell, S&P futures are gaining 2 points right now. NASDAQ futures up one, Dow futures up four. As traders look to see if market elation from Friday's European Union deal strengthening the continent's banking system has any investor carryover. Among specific stocks to watch once the opening bell sounds, Bristol Myers Squibb and Amylin Pharmaceuticals. The former is buying the latter for $5.3 billion. Amylin's slate of medicines includes potentially quite lucrative treatments for diabetes. Bristol makes the move as its top-selling drug, the blood thinner Plavix, faces generic competition for the first time. In the weeks following the Facebook IPO debacle on the NASDAQ, there was speculation Facebook might jump ship to another stock exchange, but the Wall Street Journal reports Facebook is going to stay put on the NASDAQ. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-641-0518, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-641-0518. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-641-0518. That's 1-800-641-0518.
Doctor, teacher, judge. These are just a few of the people who've lost a child to heat stroke after leaving them in an empty car. 33 children died last year alone. It can happen to anyone. Even you could forget a sleeping or quiet baby. If you have small children, get in a habit of checking the backseat every time you exit your vehicle. It could mean the difference between life and death. Where's baby? Look before you lock. To learn more, visit safercar.gov/heatstroke.
It's summer. Time to breathe the open air and hit the open road on a three-wheeled Can-Am Spyder Roadster. For a limited time, you can own a Can-Am Roadster for as little as $199 a month. And if you buy before July 10, you'll get a special four-year extended warranty. So hurry. Certain conditions apply. See your local Can-Am dealer for details or visit canam.brp.com. It's riding reinvented.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
It's the same each time with progress. First they ignore you.
Then they say you're mad.
Then dangerous. Then there's a pause. And then you can't find anyone who disagrees with you. Welcome to your new reality. Welcome to your new opportunity. Welcome to your new hope. Welcome to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back for those of you that are already with us. And, of course, welcome to those just joining us. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Monday, the second day of July 2012. We kind of have a split week. So that means most of us, anyway, are going to have Wednesday off. I always, you know, are mindful, especially my union, the United Food and Commercial, Food and Commercial Workers Union. Those folks actually, most of them work on holidays, and so we want to thank them for doing that, because without them, we wouldn't get most of our groceries, folks. It's just true. But before we get to Mark Brewer, and we're going to do that in just a second, of the many things that we're going to discuss today, health care would be one of them. The Affordable Care Act, as we, you all know, I mean, we've talked about it exhaustively since the decision was made to uphold the law, has been wonderful. It's been wonderful. It's been a reason to celebrate. But if you're a Republican, it's been a reason to create confusion. So let's go ahead and get our intro out of the way, and we'll talk a little bit about the Affordable Care Act.
the Michigan Democratic Party chairman, Mark Brewer.
Now, they're partying on Mackinac Island this weekend. The fate of our school kids, our police and firefighters, our unemployed is hanging in the balance. But do the Republicans care about that? No. They'd rather party on the island and get their job done in Lansing.
It's time for Monday Mornings with Mark. Mark Brewer.
And we welcome back to the program, Mark Brewer. Mark, as always, it's a pleasure to have you with us.
Morning, Tony. Glad to be back.
You know, Mark, I wanna play a little audio for you. John Boehner sat down with Nora O'Donnell this weekend to talk about the Affordable Care Act. She had asked him point blank to explain, how small businesses. Won't be able to hire because of the Affordable Care Act. This was his explanation.
How does it make it hard for small employers to hire more workers?
Because they're being required to either provide health insurance or pay a fine. Well, I'm sorry, a tax. It's now a tax since the court said it was a tax.
Chief Justice John Roberts said it was a tax.
Even though the president tried to admit over a year that it wasn't a tax, and nobody believed it, and now we know it. But it's getting in the way of employers hiring new workers because of these increased costs of government-run health insurance and the fact that if they don't, they have to provide a tax.
The White House says for employers, if you have 25 or fewer employees, you actually get a tax benefit. If you have 50 or fewer employers, you don't have to provide them health insurance. So how is that hurting small businesses?
Well, when we talk about small businesses, under the federal government's definition of small business, it's those 500 and under. You're talking about a lot of businesses. The majority of businesses in America would fall within that category.
You know, Mark, come on. With all due respect to the congressman, he needs to really figure out what it is he wants to complain about, because I don't see that he's made his case at all, has he?
No, Tony, it's hard to know where to start in terms of fixing the errors. And Nora O'Donnell did a pretty good job there. You know, as she pointed out, many small businesses are completely exempt from the requirement. There are going to be subsidies not only for workers but for small businesses, so this can be affordable. This is not government-run insurance. It's going to be run by insurance companies. And there's going to be a lot of savings for businesses here because right now businesses – health care costs are inflated by the fact that we've got all these uninsured people whose health care has to be paid for somehow. How's it paid for? When they go to the emergency room, the rest of us pay for it. So, yeah, there's just so many factual errors and frankly, nonsense in his response. It's hard to know where to start, Tony.
Well, with that said, let me, you know, you're an attorney. You're certainly a progressive, and you are a member of the Michigan Democratic Party. In fact, you're the chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. Your thoughts on on what the Supreme Court did last week?
Well, obviously, we're very, very pleased in terms of the overall result. I mean, it's the right result, not just right legally, but right in terms of policy. I mean, we're now going to have tens of millions of people, Tony, in this country who, because of pre-existing conditions, couldn't get insurance before, are going to get it now. And I run into those people all the time. I understand there are over 100 million people in this country who have pre-existing conditions who could be disqualified from getting insurance. That's done. That's done. No more lifetime limits on benefits. So you don't have to worry that if you're catastrophically injured or become sick, that someday you're going to reach some cap, some arbitrary cap by some insurance company, and you're going to be off your insurance. Children are going to be able to stay on insurance longer. As I indicated before, there's going to be subsidies and assistance to people to make sure they can buy this insurance. So this is a tremendous, tremendous step in the right direction. And now the Republicans are in the position of basically saying, well, we don't want these people to have these benefits. They are now saying to the American people, Tony, we want to take away these benefits. We want to go back to the bad old days when insurance companies could discriminate based on pre-existing conditions, that they could impose arbitrary caps on your benefits, that they could tell parents, I'm sorry, you know, we're not going to be able to insure your kids while they're in college, et cetera, et cetera. The Republicans now have that very difficult argument to make.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We were listening a little earlier. We played some audio from Mitch McConnell, who is having a real hard time trying to define why this is bad. They, of course, and it starts with candidate Mitt Romney, who said, well, it's just time, Mark Brewer, for repeal and replace. Okay, well, repeal is easy to define. But when it comes to the replace part, there isn't a Republican that is willing to talk about what that means. And I'm going to venture a guess it's because they don't have anything to replace it with. That's just a guess, though, Mark.
No, that's right, John. That's right. I mean, they want to go back to the world where insurance companies made a lot of money by being able to deny over 100 million Americans with pre-existing conditions coverage, where they could impose caps on coverage. I mean, look, they are in the pocket. Their campaigns are financed by the insurance companies. That's the world that they want to defend. They won't say it to you openly, but that's exactly what's going on here. They don't have an alternative. This is all about repeal, and don't get me started on Mitt Romney. I mean, his program in Massachusetts, as we know, was the model for this in terms of the mandate and other aspects of it. That model also include a fee, not a tax, a fee for people who refused to get insurance so they didn't become freeloaders on the rest of us. So he is in absolutely no position to criticize the president's program.
Now, you got that right. Let's go to the phone quickly so we can get the call in before the break. Dan in Milford joins us. Dan, it's a pleasure to hear from you again, my friend. You're on the air with Mark Brewer.
Hey, good morning, Tony. Thank you, Chairman Brewer. It's an honor to speak with you, and I love your work, and I keep doing what you're doing. Hey, Tony, just real quick, if you go to census.gov, these are just public statistics that are out there, 75%, three-quarters of all businesses in the United States don't have any employees. 90% of all businesses have less than 50 employees. So when you listen to Speaker Boehner, he talks about how many businesses are going to be impacted. Only 10% in terms of number of businesses in the U.S. have more than 50 employees. The other part of that is that, you know, if you look at that small business definition, literally, I don't know any companies out there that have 100 employees that don't already offer insurance. I mean, think about it. I mean, think about the people you know. So, you know, we need to call it out and basically say, look, there really are no businesses that are going to be negatively impacted by this requirement.
Well, I appreciate the call, Dan. There he goes, Mark. I mean, come on, using the truth to make the speaker's argument, make him look like a fool.
Oh, I know. Again, it's just all this empty rhetoric we hear all the time from the Republicans about increased taxes and burden on business. Tony, I ran to somebody the other day, terrible health conditions and so forth. She goes on Medicare, and then she goes about getting all this tests. So I ask her, why? Why didn't you do all these tests before you retired? That seemed to be a natural thing to do. She said, Mark, my insurance didn't cover me before I retired. Now, that's a shame. That's a shame that somebody has to endure and suffer those terrible health conditions and wait till they get on Medicare before they can get adequate treatment. It's time for that to end.
You know, it's interesting, Mark, because this doesn't get a lot of publicity, but there were two things. Actually, there are more than two, but there are two that I want to point to, that people could stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26, which even the Republicans and the insurance companies thought were a good idea. And number two were twice a year screenings for people, just a little preventive screening to make sure people are healthy. Both the insurance companies and the Republicans love that. But, Mark, these things didn't exist before the Affordable Care Act.
Oh, no, that's right. I mean, again, the hypocrisy here, Tony, this is going to move us to be a healthier country. It's going to get costs under control. And just the anxiety. I mean, last weekend, Debbie Wasserman Schultz was in the state. I had the pleasure to spend some time with her. She's a cancer survivor, and she tells a very moving story about what her life was like before the Affordable Care Act, you know, basically one job away from being uninsurable. Nobody should have to endure that.
You said that beautifully. Let's take a quick break here, Mr. Chairman, and when we come back, we're going to talk about a former communications director of the Michigan Republican Party, who's gotten himself in a little hot water. You may recall we talked about it on Friday, but we'll get into it again when we come back. His name is Matt Davis. You need to know that, and you'll find out why on the other side. This is First Shift. Chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, Mark Brewer, is my guest. We'll take the break and be right back.
Music. Leadership with Tony Trubiano.
Congress and I have certainly had our differences. I want to especially thank all the members who took a break from their exhausting schedule of not passing any laws to be here tonight.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous Traffic Watch.
Checking your ride? We just got some slow traffic on 696 westbound between Coolidge and Southfield Road. Also, it's a slow go on 75 northbound between 9 Mile and 11 Mile. And we got heavy traffic on 275 northbound between Ford Road and the 96 M14 exit. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 92 degrees. Tonight, 72 with a chance of isolated thunderstorms. Tomorrow, 94 with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. And it's currently 68 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know, speed pouring, drink recipes, customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan. Please call 313-962-5020 Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift with Tony Trubiano.
Bill Foster joins me from Dearborn this morning to talk about teabag.
Basically, when the Tea Party, taxing us already, first came to the forefront, the first thing I thought of was Alice in Wonderland and the Mad Hatter's Tea Party. And in following and listening to the conservative movement in this country, I just found more and more similarities in their rhetoric to everything that was expressed by Lewis Carroll. And I started thinking about matching up the different pundits and politicos with the various characters from Carroll's book. And the more I thought about it, the similarities just were so striking, I just felt compelled I had to do it.
On 1310 WDTW. First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trubiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trubiano on Facebook. And also follow us at Tony Trubiano on Twitter. You're listening to Michigan's only live and local progressive talk radio show.
Give us a call.
1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back to First Shift with Tony Trubiano.
22 minutes after the hour, Mark Brewer, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, is with me. Mark, as you are well aware, a gentleman by the name of Matt Davis, the former, and not that former, communications director of the Michigan Republican Party. He screwed up. I mean, there's no nice way to put this. I mean, armed rebellion after the Supreme Court ruling? Is that really where we need to go with this, Mark Brewer?
Oh, no, Tony. I mean, this is just irresponsible, dangerous rhetoric out of this guy. In the immediate aftermath of last Thursday's ruling, this column goes out, and we called upon Republican Party leadership to condemn it. Of course, they were silent. Nothing happened. You know, look, we progressives, did we go out and urge armed rebellion and secession when Citizens United came down? No. We urged people to get involved and to try to change that decision in a variety of ways. This is not the way you act in a democratic society. You know, we don't take to the streets with guns to settle our differences in this country. But again, it's unfortunate that we see this again and again and again. This even got national attention last week. Tony Rachel Maddow picked it up. So again, another example of us becoming a national embarrassment because of these irresponsible activities, speeches, remarks by Republicans.
Well, speaking of national embarrassment, Mark, listen to this audio that you actually, the Michigan Democratic Party, put together. Go ahead and play that, guys.
After 18 months as House Speaker, what has Jace Bulger done for Michigan? $1 billion in cuts to public education, unfair tax hikes on seniors, middle-class families, and the working poor, taxed prescription medication for seniors, attacked women's health and women's rights, banned female Democratic lawmakers from speaking on the House floor. Did Bulger help to cover up election fraud in House District 76? Did Bulger conspire to put a fake Democrat on the ballot to deceive voters? We can't afford two more years under Speaker Bulger. Help end Bulger's autocratic reign by voting Democratic this November.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for that, and then secondly, I'll let you comment on it.
Well, it's simply, frankly, Tony, a compilation. It's the facts about what's occurred since Jace Bulger has become Speaker. You know, we've talked a lot about these terrible cuts to education, you know, all the business tax giveaway that we've seen, and now lately these episodes of corruption, of censoring people on the House floor. I mean, it's a terrible record. And it's very much part of our case to get people to vote Democratic in the state House races this fall.
Well, you know, it's interesting because they did, and I'm not going to play it. They did come up with a response to your ad. It's about half as long, which for obvious reasons, Mark Brewer, because they don't really have anything to defend what you said.
Right. Oh, no. I mean, there is no defense. You know, gagging people, censoring people on the House floor if they speak out in favor of women's health, of trying to put fake Democratic candidates on the ballot, and there's still an ongoing state police investigation there, Tony. We'll see what comes of that. You know, these are just displays of the arrogance that you see by the Republican leadership in Lansing. It's not just enough for them to pass these terrible policies, but anybody dares to speak out or fight back against them, they get, you know, shut out, and we see these underhanded tactics to try to make sure that Democrats don't even have a chance to get on the ballot.
Well, as we look forward, we had, in fact, tomorrow we have the Supreme Court candidate Sheila Johnson scheduled to be with us, I believe, at 7:30. We've had Bridget McCormick on the show. We've had Connie Kelly on the show. We're going to have them all back on again, Mark. So we've done some important work for the Supreme Court. We do need to take a little time today to talk about taking back the House and how critical that is. I know how hard you folks work. I know that August 7th, and then, of course, much more importantly and beyond, a lot of these races, the House races will be settled on August 7th, Mark, but we need to work very hard to get there. Let's talk about our chances of taking back the House this fall.
Well, I think given the issue environment, Tony, all these terrible policies that they're in the vote for, I think they're quite good. We've got a lot of great candidates that have emerged. I mean, one of the few silver linings the last year and a half is that it's really energized a lot of folks. We've got a lot of first-time candidates, many of them teachers or union members who've been very angered by what they see going on in this state. There's a lot of grassroots energy out there. Now, the Republicans have made it tough because of the gerrymander, the redistricting, these underhanded tactics of putting fake Democrats on the ballot. But I think we've got the candidates and the issues to overcome those kind of tactics and have a great shot at taking back the state House this fall.
Yeah, well, I don't disagree with that. And you had said something. You actually said it now twice. So we all, actually, the first time was in that commercial, these these fake Democrats. People really do need to be careful as they're educating themselves on candidates, especially in some of these primary races, Mark, that they are voting for a true Democrat. I mean, there are lots of questions you need to ask yourself. And frankly, folks, if you're I'm offering up myself. If you need a little, I've done my homework on a lot of these folks. If you need some help, let me know. I'd be happy to give you some of my research. But you need to do some research, Mark. Don't just accept that just because somebody has a D after their name, they're a Democrat.
Now, that's right, Tony. And here in your listening area, we got that issue out in the 11th District in the Democratic primary there between Dr. Taj, who's a great Democrat, tremendous supporter of the president, great candidate, and somebody who got on the ballot as a Democrat, but they're a supporter of Lyndon LaRouche, whose first order of business would be to impeach Barack Obama. So it is critically important that people do the research on these candidates, not just in the general election, but also in the primary, and make sure that you're not being tricked by one of these fake candidates.
Well, it's interesting, and let's we'll just kind of take a step back before we let you go today, Mark Brewer, and talk just a little bit more about the reaction Republicans had to the Supreme Court ruling. You know, we talked, of course, about Matt Davis. I know that you were, as well as I was, following on Twitter, a lot of very prominent Republicans tweeting things like, "I lost two friends today, America and John Roberts." I mean, come on, Mark, that's a little bit dramatic, is it not?
Oh, it is, Tony, and that doesn't even count the mistaken tweets that went out last week. Justin Amash, among others, early on started to spike the football when they thought they had won in the Michigan Supreme Court. And then once they figured out that they didn't understand the opinion, then they started the trashing of John Roberts. And that has continued over the weekend and into today. The viciousness with which they have turned on John Roberts and anybody who has the audacity to defend the Upchurch Act is just amazing, just breathtaking.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I took some time this weekend to read John Roberts' opinion, and his opinion is very conservative. I don't know what conservatives are upset about.
Oh, no, it was, Tony. And frankly, long term, I'm happy with the result. Long term, I'm concerned about some of the things that he said and did in that opinion, which makes it all the more important to reelect Barack Obama. We are one Supreme Court justice away, Tony, from a conservative counter-revolution on that court that will wipe away a lot of the progressive legislation of the last 60 or 70 years.
Yeah.
We are one justice away. Critically important to reelect Barack Obama and make sure that court stays at least a moderate court for the near future.
And Debbie Stabenow, because we need senators, they're going to vote smart. Mark, we're out of time. Thank you so much, as always. We'll look forward to visiting with you again next Monday.
Thank you, Tony.
You bet. Mark Brewer, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. MichiganDems.com is the website you want to go to. Folks, when we continue, Chris Savage with Electablog in a segment you do not want to miss. We'll be right back.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
All right, taking a look at your rush hour traffic, and it's looking pretty good. We just got some slow traffic on 75 northbound between 11 mile and 12 mile. And don't forget about that road construction has your right two lanes closed on M59 eastbound between M53 and Shaner. That's scheduled to go until 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
Looking for a hot new way to pop? Introducing new Spicy Chicken McBites. Crispy, poppable pieces of juicy chicken breast with a spicy kick. New Spicy Chicken McBites, only available at McDonald's. I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 92 degrees. Tonight, 72 with a chance of isolated thunderstorms. Tomorrow, 94 with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. And it's currently 68 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
First Ship with Tony Tribbiano.
Joining me now is Madeline Coonan.
You know, I had no clue that we would be talking about contraception in 2012. That takes us back to the 1930s or 40s, you know, when Margaret Sanger, who started the birth control movement, was arrested for opening a clinic. You know, progress is not necessarily a straight line upward.
On 1310 WDTW.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Two wrongs don't make a right, as my old Texas mama used to say. But apparently, five of the justices on our Supreme Court didn't have mamas with such ethical sensibilities. Or perhaps they're just ignoring their mama's wisdom now in order to impose their extremist political agenda on you and me. That agenda became astonishingly clear in 2010 when the black robe cabal of Alito, Kennedy, Roberts, Scalia, and Thomas hung their infamous Citizens United edict around America's neck. It allowed unlimited sums of corporate cash to spew into our elections, effectively legalizing the wholesale purchase of America's elected officials. In his decision, Supreme Joker Anthony Kennedy drew from his deep well of political ignorance and judicial arrogance to declare that these gushers of special interest money, quote, do not give rise to corruption or the appearance of corruption. Is he on the court or in a comedy club? Not only were Kennedy and his fellow corporatists wrong on the substance of their decree, but also ridiculously wrong on the politics. You don't need a law degree to see that CEOs are presently flooding the presidential and congressional races with hundreds of millions of corporate campaign dollars, gleefully corrupting the political process to buy government policy for their own gain. And now, the same five judicial extremists have added a third egregious wrong to their agenda of turning the people's rights over to soulless corporations. On June 25th, they struck down a century-old Montana law enacted directly by the people through a 1912 initiative vote that banned corporate money from corrupting that state's elections. This is Jim Hightower saying, these five are not merely judicial activists. They're dangerous political hacks fronting for corporate power to pull off a plutocratic coup on America.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Ship with Tony Triano
on 1310 WDTW.
And welcome back. I am Tony Trupiano. We have got a lot to get to, so we're going to go right to our intro and get this thing going.
Leading the charge for online truth and a vision that transcends the minutiae and delivers information that impacts us all.
There's plenty of folks out there that feel pretty strongly about this. Even though labor may not be formally involved, you know, I guarantee there's going to be a lot of folks out there that are disgusted with what's been going on with the Snyder administration.
Welcome back to First Shift, this week's blog roll.
The next hard part starts. We have to get people to vote for this repeal, and I guarantee you there'll be money flooding into out of state to fight against it.
From Neglect to Blog, Chris Savage.
And we do welcome back Chris Savage, who has breaking news this morning. Folks, if you don't know the name that I'm about to give you, you should. Colleen Parrow. And if you're saying, well, who is she and why? We're about to tell you that. But it's a name you need to write down. In fact, what you really need to do is go over to eclectablog.com and read his Chris Savage's exclusive article there. Chris, I want to welcome you back to First Shift.
Good morning, Tony. Good to be here.
This is this is beyond disturbing. Let's set this up because people do need to know who Colleen Parrow is. But she actually is replacing somebody that we thought or was pretty despicable. And then once you read about Colleen Parrow, you kind of wonder if maybe the other guy wasn't the better option. I don't know where to go with this.
Yeah, the more I dug into it, the more bizarre and entangled this web got. Basically, Jeff Timmer, who was part of the Sterling Corporation, who was involved in making sure that the repeal of Public Act 4 doesn't get on the ballot this fall, he's on the Board of State Canvassers, and he stepped down. We were pretty glad about that because he was involved with actually one of the ballot initiatives that he had to weigh in on. So that was a sort of a conflict of interest that was a order of magnitude worse than most of them.
And then right away, Governor Snyder appointed Colleen Pirro to the board of state canvassers. And, you know, her, the announcement that they gave makes her sound like this, you know, really great, benevolent person. She's, you know, on the boards of commissioners for the Montessori Children's House, things like this. What they don't mention in her, in this blurb, is that she and her husband, Dan Pirro, run this group called the American Justice Partnership. And AJP is basically part of a large network of pro-business, anti-regulation, what they call tort reform groups across the country, that because of the way that they're organized as 501c4s, they're able to donate money and receive money without having to reveal anything. So it's very non-transparent. And it's very difficult to dig into where the money is coming and going from. But they, they're involved with a lot of efforts across the country to get conservative judges put in place and to fight any efforts to make judges not elected but appointed, or using the merit system to get them into position. But what that's ostensibly what they're about, and if you go to their website, that's what it seems like they're, what they're about. But as you dig into it, you realize these guys are also spending money in other states to do things like in Maine. They contributed an enormous amount of money to try to fight getting same-day registration, voter registration on the ballot. They lost that one. They have they've got their fingers in a lot of stuff that goes above and beyond just their judicial stuff that they talk about. And they have very close ties with the American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEC,
mm-hmm.
The American Tort Reform Association, the Manhattan Institute, the Federalist Society, the Heritage Foundation, all these really extreme right-wing groups. And it's all basically set up as a network where they can funnel money into things that, you know, promote their right-wing agenda without really having any transparency. And the ironic part about that is that Pirro herself wrote what she, you know, was considered by many on the right to be the scathing indictment of George Soros' funding of similar types of stuff on the other side, and decrying his lack of transparency and all this stuff, while they themselves are engaging in just this giant obfuscation to make sure that nobody really knows where all this money's coming from. And this is the person that's now sitting on the board of state canvassers who's going to weigh in on what we get to vote on.
Let me, first of all, we didn't make clear, and we will now, she was appointed by Governor Snyder to this right. position. So, Chris Savage, my question to you, for those that believe, and see, I have a hard time doing this without getting really pissed off. For those that believe that Rick Snyder is a moderate, what does Colleen Pirro's appointment send? What message does that send to the community that needs to be paying attention to these things?
Yeah, this is far from a moderate person. She's on the far right in of the pro-business lobby in this country in a very, very tangible and provable way. And, you know, as you say, Rick Snyder tries to come across as this moderate guy, but he's promoting people who are far from moderate. They're very extreme, frankly. And they, you know, the Pirros are very closely tied to the to John Engler. They actually, Colleen Pirro introduced Engler to his now wife, Michelle. She was on his staff. Her husband was on his staff. And a lot of this goes back to the Mackinac Center, because Engler himself was the co-founder of the Mackinac Center, and two of the board members on AJP are also involved with the Mackinac Center. So it's a very large tangled web, and they are they're very effective at what they do, and they're good at keeping things very quiet and secret.
Well,
and on the surface, everything looks very innocuous.
Well, then beyond that, I mean, first of all, let's because we need to be honest. Colleen Pirro is a brilliant person. This is not a dummy. This is a genius. This woman is extremely intelligent.
You bet. You know, she didn't get to where she's at by accident. None of them did. I mean, they're smart people, but you know, their goals and their aims are very much anti-democratic and very much about promoting a pro-business agenda that, you know, makes sure that people can't sue businesses when they're harmed by the business, and to make sure that conservative judges are put in place at every level in every state.
You know, it occurred to me as I read this morning, and of course I read it at 3 a.m. and trust me, I didn't need any coffee after reading this. But it occurred to me as I was, Chris Savage, as I was going through this, that the Move to Amend movement that is sweeping the state of Michigan right now is probably more important than it's ever been as we talk about transparency and accountability, wouldn't it be?
You bet, you bet. And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because we had David Cobb from Move to Amend in Ann Arbor. He was actually in Michigan all last week. You know, we brought him into Washtenaw County to give a talk, and my wife and I attended that. We actually had dinner with him ahead of time, and his passion for this is something that we should all be grabbing onto, because if we can, you know, the Move to Amend is basically trying to amend the Constitution to say that money is not speech and that corporations are not people. And if we can get those fundamental principles enshrined in the Constitution, then a lot of this kind of secret spending and, you know, using monies from various places in other places would no longer be able to take place. So
yeah,
it's very important.
You make a really interesting point here, because let's talk for a moment about corporations being people. And I don't think that we hit on it, but certainly Perro's Consulting Group, the Consulting Group sits on a board of directors. No, not Perro, the Consulting Group sits on the board of directors. How does a consulting group sit on a board of directors?
It's actually illegal to do what they did for 2 years in a row on their tax form 990. They actually listed their consulting group as one of the board members. And the board members are supposed to be actual human beings, which in this case they were not. They claim it was an accident, but, you know, 2 years running makes you wonder who, for geniuses these people are, really. They're submitting tax forms that say that corporations are on their board. That's pretty interesting.
It's scary interesting, no question about it. Well, first of all, unfortunately, Chris Savage and eclecticblog.com, and if we don't already have it up, it'll be up soon, are the only ones telling this story. And, Chris, I just don't get what it's going to take to wake up the mainstream media to the reality of what's happening to us. This is something that's happening to us.
I couldn't believe when I did, you know, I went looking for this stuff to see who had been reporting on this, and nobody has been reporting on this. Basically, all the reporting about Pirro being selected to the Board of State Canvassers is just a regurgitation of the state's press release, you know, the official government press release. There's no digging into her history or what she did, and really it didn't take that much for me to begin to realize that there's a lot here to be looked at. It was really tough because it's such a complicated web that they've got here to dig it all out and then present it in a way that's it's easy to read. It's a very long piece, and I researched it pretty extensively, but it's hard to present it in a way that's digestible in a quick, you know, soundbite way. So I've done the best that I can, but it's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, but thank you for not doing that, because then you cheat the bigger problem, which is the truth. You know, sometimes the truth takes a little longer to tell. So that's a story that's worthy of that read. It's a little longer. It's also fascinating reading. And on top of that, you cross-reference. I can click on links that take me to the reality of what happens. I don't even need to take your word for it.
I didn't even put in everything that I found. That's the thing. I had to keep it from getting even longer than it was. I read a book about it.
Wow. This is just crazy, scary stuff. And it's very true. Let me quickly ask you before we run out of time, what's happening with Public Act 4, and are we any closer to finding out if it will end up on the ballot?
Well, now, of course, the Citizens for Fiscal Responsibility, this fiscally responsible group, is now going to waste taxpayers' money by taking it to the Supreme Court, who, you know, based on the precedent that's already been set for decades, is going to, you know, very likely rule against them. But, you know, their goal is to run this out as long as they can, perhaps prevent it from you know, being approved by the Board of State Canvassers by the August 27th deadline. And even if it gets on the ballot, it will shorten the time that people have to lobby for or to get out the vote for repealing Public Act 4. So now we got to wait for the Supreme Court to weigh in on it. Hopefully they will do so before the end of August.
Well, let's hope so. It's just insane. Well, we know that you're going to continue to stay on top of it. Chris Savage, I want to thank you for your time today, as always. Again, eclectablog.com, where you're going to get this exclusive, and it's the only place. In fact, what I would suggest you do is maybe send it to some of the mainstream media, see what happens there. Chris, thanks so much. Yeah, thanks so much for your time this morning.
All right, you guys have a great day.
You bet. Chris Savage in our blog roll segment. Wow, this is crazy stuff, folks. I mean, that's crazy stuff. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and wrap it up on the other side. I'm up against the clock, so we'll wrap it up on the other side. Stay with us.
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey.
First Shift with Tony Trippiano.
President Obama wanted to move the dinner to the Kennedy Center this year, but the Republicans wanted to keep it here at the Hilton, so they compromised, and here we are at the Hilton.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that.
You are connected to the internet. I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register. Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Jim Peterson, you just retired, so why would you want to step up into this role of candidate and ultimately, of course, with the goal of being elected to the state house?
Well, Tony, after watching this train wreck of a legislature and governor stumble from one anti-union thing, anti-worker thing, anti-retiree thing to the next, I couldn't not do it.
On 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
We want to hear from you.
Interact with First Shift.
Find our First Shift with Tony Trupiano Facebook page.
Tweet us at Tony, T-R-U-P-I-A-N-O. Or call us now, 1-888-552-3595.
Now, back to the show and Tony.
All right, I have some breaking news that has just come into the studio. The Communication Workers of America have walked off their jobs in protest of, you're not going to believe this, they've walked off their jobs in protest because AT&T will do nothing to help them protect their workers. The Communication Workers of America represent AT&T U-verse installers, and they walked off the job this morning after the company refused to implement a plan for their safety. The reason? There have been, get a load of this, over 10 robberies in the last 2 weeks. Trucks have been broken into while the technicians were in customers' homes. The last robbery was at gunpoint. Now, there are also a sit-down action happening in Grand Rapids as we speak, and U-verse technicians downriver have put up picket lines. And that is breaking news. This is just happening as we speak. We are going to get them on the show, I'm hoping, tomorrow to talk about this in greater detail. But this just happened this morning, so it's not even 9 o'clock yet, when they wouldn't step up. When AT&T, again, we've been giving you that message every single day. When AT&T will not step up and protect its own workers, the workers at that point must protect themselves. They're asking for a safety plan. Why would AT&T say no to that? I'd love a conservative to call me right now and tell me, this is a free enterprise thing. You got to let business do what business does. Yeah, don't even go there with me. So we're reaching out to the CWA, the Communication Workers of America. We hope to have them on the show tomorrow. But again, for those of you that may be just joining us, the Communication Workers of America that represent AT&T's U-verse installers walked off the job this morning
after AT&T refused to implement a plan for their workers' safety. There have been over 10 robberies in the last 2 weeks. Trucks have been broken into while the technicians were in the customers' homes. The last robbery was at gunpoint, and installers in Grand Rapids and down to the ones in Grand Rapids are doing a sit-down strike. The technicians downriver have put up picket lines, and as we have more information, we will bring it to you. Folks, we need to support the Communication Workers of America. We need to. If you are an AT&T U-verse customer, you need to call them. I mean, you need to stop what you're doing right now and call them and tell them to do the right thing. Or you need to go to att.com and send them a message. Here's the problem for many of us. AT&T is the only union company that we can go to for cable, internet, phone. So we do it. And as I said to you, they made $20 billion last year, yet they refused to support their worker. Now, somebody actually called one day and said, Tony, they have a fiduciary responsibility to their board to be as profitable as they can possibly be. Really? At the sake of the safety of their technicians? I don't think so. Think about what I'm telling you right now. AT&T will not put a safety plan together to protect the people that install the products that makes them money. Tell me we don't need unions in this country. Go on, tell me. This is ridiculous. I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted by this. Amazing. All right, just very quickly, my friend Tommy Nugent, as I shared with you, is doing a show on Saturday, July 7th at 7 p.m. It's a 50-50 fundraiser for Occupy Detroit, and he just wanted to make sure that you wanted to go out and see his show, Occupy This. Tales of an accidental activist. And as I said, it's a 50-50 fundraiser. It's going to take place at 5900 Michigan Avenue, which is the activist center for Occupy Detroit. It's this Saturday, July 7th at 7 p.m. And he's also going to be taking this show to Washington, D.C. for 5 performances in a few weeks. So go out and support the friend of First Shift, Tommy Nugent, who was a guest on the show not long ago. And perhaps we'll see if we can get him on before the week's up so that he can do a little promoting on his own. Whew, what a day, Jeffrey. What a day. Lots of good stuff today. I'm a little concerned about our friend Hanson Clark. Jeff, did you read the article in yesterday's paper where he's saying that he's refusing to now debate anybody in the race?
I missed that.
Yeah, he's saying that there's race baiting going on. Here's the problem. He claims that he's African-American. On his mother's birth certificate, it says that she's American Indian and white, and his father was Bangladeshi. So there's some question as to his origin and his racial origin. I could care less. I think most voters could care less. But instead of addressing it, he called it race baiting and is refusing to participate in any kind of public debate or town hall with his opponents. And I think it's a mistake. I love Hanson. You know that, Jeff. This kind of behavior concerns me. And so if this gets back to the congressman, which it certainly can and might, no, Hanson, you're always welcome on the show, but I'm concerned when you start using race, especially when there are, this is such a diverse field, Jeff. That's the thing that gets me is the field is so diverse.
Well, and that's exactly what people who are bringing that up want to happen. If they're bringing that up, which I think you and I both agree has nothing to do with how he can lead his district, they're bringing that up to get him off his game. Well, you know, mission accomplished.
Well, but Hanson's the one that allowed it to get carried on and to become part of the major news cycle this weekend. He could have let it go. He could have just responded with, hey, you know, because the Free Press went out and bought his mother's death certificate once they heard that this was going on, and that's how it all started. And I feel badly for my friend Hanson Clark, and I especially feel bad because he's a good man that's, I think, reacting in a pretty extreme way. And I feel bad about that. I mean, I truly do. I feel bad about that. But certainly the others in the race, Brenda Lawrence, Gary Peters, oh my gosh, Mary Waters, and I don't remember who the Republican is, nor do I care. They all took part in a town hall meeting slash debate yesterday, Jeff, where ironically enough, they all pretty much agreed on everything. So, you know, that's not a surprise because good Democrats are always going to be good Democrats. I really enjoyed Dave Kinesic today. The podcast page will be updated almost immediately after the show. Give it, 30 seconds, and it'll all be there. Enjoy it.
It already is. You know, talking about his page?
Well, the whole show. But, yeah, so I know his show's already, or his segment's already there. So that's it. We are out of time for today. Chris Mihalakis tomorrow, Sheila Johnson, and I don't know what else we got, but I know we've got that, so we'll go with it, which is pretty good stuff.
Hydraulic fracking with our buddy Tim Hemming.
Tim Hemming, what a passionate dude. He's from Clarkston. You're going to love him. Going to love this guy. He's got a lot of passion. I mean, I got the biggest, and I mean this in the best way, the biggest kick out of him. Anyway, that's it for today. Anthony and Jeff, thank you for everything. To this audience, you people are absolutely amazing. Off the air, Tony at thetonyshow.org. And as always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
All right, taking a look at your rush hour traffic, and it's looking pretty good. We just got some slow traffic on 75 northbound between 11 mile and 12 mile. And don't forget about that road construction has your right two lanes closed on M59 eastbound between M53 and Shaner. That's scheduled to go until 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 92 degrees. Tonight, 72 with a chance of isolated thunderstorms. Tomorrow, 94 with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. And it's currently 68 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet. 1310 WDTW. This is Detroit's Progressive Talk. 1310 WDTW. Dearborn, Detroit. Listen on.